Merci.
Welcome to Hijinks and Sue Podcast. This is episode number 40.
What?
From hijinksandsue.com.
Already?
Middle aged.
Yeah, this is,
Does this count as over the hill?
No, this is nearing euthanasia.
One step under. 1 foot in the grave. This week on Hijinks and Sue Podcast, we'll be doing This Week in Internet, This Week in Other Stuff, and then the post show. For those of you subscribing at vault.hijinksandsue.com, we'll do the 8 most absurd devices from sci-fi movies and 11 geeked out movies we're waiting for in 2009 at the podcast table.
Harry Potter.
There's Josh.
Hey.
Who apparently screams out Harry Potter in a woman's voice.
I'm eating a burger right now.
Well, that's not surprising.
It's really good.
It's like not saying, into the mic.
It's like saying you're breathing.
Yeah, let's be a little more professional.
Let's be a little bit more specific.
Fuck you, Eli.
Josh saying he's eating a burger doesn't really narrow things down.
I thought that's the all point. He eats.
That means he's either awake or asleep.
That means it was a good day.
Right. Didn't even have to use his AK.
Because if it was a Taco Bell, it'd just be any other day.
It's true.
That is true. Today was a good day.
So it's like a special treat.
That guy is Eli.
Hey, Romano.
And next to Eli, Denise.
Woo-hoo.
Doesn't
I'm
have a sound.
Slap you.
Okay, I was like, that was delayed.
That was
and then again, Josh, and then back to me. So, this is the first podcast of Aught and Nine, which is the only proper way to refer to it because we're all 1800s prospectors. Thank you.
Really?
Thank you.
Really?
Guys, calm down. Calm down. Joining us live at ustream.tv/hijinksandsue are a smattering of fancy bastards in the
What's
chat room.
Up, baby? What's up, sluts?
What is up, sluts, indeed? And we haven't done one of these in a long ass time. What's it been, like 5 weeks?
About a year?
3 weeks? Four or five, ten?
I lose track. Did I miss one in between?
Do you not ever not miss one?
I do some soiree.
I'm not
I
used to
know.
You being down there. I'm not getting like a closeness vibe from
I
you.
I need that.
No, it's cool.
I need that little clip pulled.
Me and Denise are cool down there.
I need
there.
The clip of Joel saying, "I'm not used to you being down
there." Is that
there.
Chilly?
Every time Josh says anything, you can play that. Then you can get his comment of him with muffled burger mouth going, "Where's the burger?" I bet you are.
Right, what are you talking about?
Saucy bitch. I bet that burger's a mouthful.
So good.
Oh, yeah. Special sauce. That is cheese.
It's not Arby's.
Tomato.
Ew, Arby's.
It's not sexy at all. That'd be the worst. That'd be like the worst porn dialogue. You enjoying that burger with the tomatoes? Oh, yeah. And the lettuce. That's not sexy in the least.
I got mine plain and dry.
Day old mayonnaise.
Do you like what you see here?
What?
That fucking video clip.
The samurai cop?
Samurai cop.
Oh, God, yeah.
Do you
I haven't
like,
seen that yet.
Do you like
it.
What
no,
you
no,
see
no,
here?
No,
did you
that.
Ever find the full movie?
Yeah, I need to order it.
Oh, you need to.
Well, the site that I was going to buy it from didn't look very legit, so I was like, I'm going to go somewhere else. But, my headphones just completely went away.
I don't know why, but your mic affects your headphones differently, because you're blazing in my ears, but... Probably
Hello?
Not in yours.
Oh, I can't even hear
Everybody
myself
sounds
at all,
fine to me.
I'm going to turn your headphones
on. Oh, man. We're having, like, live meltdown.
Wow.
This is our first technical difficulty of 2009, bitches.
And our 40th internal.
How's that? You better?
Hello. A little bit more.
You better?
There it is.
Okay, good. All right, so, yeah, that was a clip of a movie from, like, I guess the 90s called, like, Samurai Cop or something?
Yes.
Yeah. And it's on YouTube. And, the samurai cop is this guy, you know, standard douchebag with a mullet. And the slutty nurse comes
excuse
up to him and she's
me,
like,
sorry.
Do you like what you see? Yes. Do you want to fuck me? I do. You can't. And then she looks at his dick and she's like, you don't have enough for me.
No, she grabs him.
Yeah. Is that what happens?
Yeah.
She like, looked
she,
in his
no,
pants or
I
something.
Don't think
no,
so. She put her hand down there.
And he's like, baby, I have enough for you. No, I want more. And then she leaves. And then the whole time, his sidekick, the black cop, is like watching him going, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is hot shit. Keep it up.
Yeah, we can talk about that later unless you want to do it now. Because I...
that's the only thing I had
do
planned.
Do you have like a
diet plan? I was reading the forums because people were asking for like shitty movie help. So
of course.
I was like kind of dabbing this and dabbing that out there. And then when that came out, I did an IMDb search for Samurai Cop. And then my pro tip was, okay, find a really good one, then IMDb it, and then just go down the family tree of that guy's work.
Yeah.
And I came across the guy who was in that movie, who was Scott Shaw, who's like some sort of...
He's some terrible. Sort of
like... Sounds like a porn name.
Yeah, I guess.
He's probably
a musician slash actor slash karate expert.
Yeah, he's a porn star.
So I found his... it's scottshaw.com. And he has...
Scott Shaw!
Yeah.
Steve Holt. That's what it sounds like.
But yeah, he's got some real gems like... let's see here. Vampire Boulevard. Hitman City. Blood on the Guitar.
Hitman City.
Sealed with a Bullet. Superhero Central. Rock and Roll Cops. Toad Warrior. Hawk Warrior.
Chode Warrior.
Hawk Warrior.
That was in the Warrior franchise.
Of the Wheel Zone.
Yeah, those were all in the Warrior franchise. That was the Warrior trilogy.
Yeah. Samurai Vampire Bikers from Hell.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That was a Saturday morning cartoon show, short lived.
Armageddon Boulevard.
That's on this in the same city as Hitman.
That's actually just a street in a
Hitman City, I think.
Right. Shotgun Boulevard, Samurai.
This is a neighborhood you don't want to move into.
Yeah, no. This is
where do you live? The corner of Hitman and Shotgun.
It's a pretty poor neighborhood.
You should move.
But yeah, so but he has his own film store.
More people are killed there than live there. I don't know how it works.
Wait, math?
150 people die every day.
Yeah, it's pretty...
Oh, it's only drug dealers, and it's the people coming in
right.
to score that also get killed.
I can barely see Josh. It's freaking me out. He's like in the corner
The difference
of my
is
eye.
Everyone else on the planet can. And why would you want to hide this?
It's true. You are the money. You are a bright, shining star.
The money shot.
So, that's Eli's pro tip for the week. Find your shitty movie, look up the actor on IMDb, and then find all of their other terrible movies. I want to see each of those.
Yeah, it looks like... Actually, one of the good ones was like... Rock and Roll Cops is actually called Rock and Roll Cops Part 2. The Adventure Begins. But it says... That's what it was called on videotape. But they changed the title for DVD.
Is that like Rambo First Blood Part 2?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
And but they were like, oh, but we changed it when we went from VHS to DVD.
They drew first.
In 2005.
The Rock and Roll Cops drew First Blood. They drew First Blood. Speaking of that voice, I watched Dark Knight over the weekend, last weekend, which is still a fantastic movie.
Mm-hmm.
But
I've seen it 4-5 times now.
That's only my second viewing. But I've noticed something, and it has to do with their filming schedule. It has to. That the Batman popcorn mouth gets worse throughout the movie.
Popcorn mouth?
It's not as bad at the beginning.
Why are you to be?
In the beginning, he's like, he's a symbol. He can fight for us. He can fight for what's right. He can be everything Batman. By the end, he's like...
Cookie Monster.
He's got a cookie crumb. Yeah.
Cookie. Batman.
J is for Joker. That's good enough for me.
Batarang. What other words start with B? Batmobile.
Oh, God.
Batpod. Bat iPod. Bat headphones. Bat juice.
What?
Master Bruce, I've bought you a bat juice.
That's the worst Michael Caine impression I've ever
heard. I can't
do
Michael Caine. He's got such an odd voice.
Academy Award winner, Michael Caine?
Master Wayne.
Yeah, that would be correct.
He sounds like his lips are always flapping. Master Wayne. Good night, you princes of whatever, you kings of shit
he's
faces.
He's probably had stroke face. He's up there in
what?
Age.
No, he's...
Nice, still pretty spry.
I think he's had
but
a stroke,
dude,
though.
He was old in Jaws the Revenge.
Was he the shark?
He was in Jaws the Revenge.
Yeah, he was the shark.
Yeah. I figured he would
be careful, you'll get lost in those jowls.
That's what I'm saying. He's got a flappity face. So he's like, hello, Master Wayne.
That's closer. You're getting warmer.
You just gotta imagine.
Should I get your night suit? Give our suit back.
You just have to imagine a big shark saying that. Hello.
Yeah, Bruce. Hello, Master Wayne. See, that's what pisses
me
off.
Would you like me to get you some tea and crumpets?
In all previous
iterations.
Look
at my astounding 3 rows of teeth.
If you pluck one out, Master Wayne, another one grows back. Simple as that. What pisses me off is that he calls him Master Wayne instead of Master Bruce. He's always called him Master Bruce. But Michael Caine calls him Master Wayne. I'm like, well, what'd you call his dad? Weirdo. Big
Pops. You know what?
Hello, Big Papa.
Maybe he's over it now. Maybe he accepted the death and moved on.
How can my parents are dead? That's the whole reason I'm Batman.
Mr. Wayne, that was 40 years ago.
No.
It seems so like Frisky Dingo where he grabs the picture and they play the sad music.
My dead parents! Master Cylinder! So let's get started.
Oh, we haven't done that yet.
No. No, we don't. Typically.
Right. What are we doing? I'm like, what?
Why don't we kill me? What makes you think I want to... Goddamn! I can't understand that.
The what?
Let's start with This Week in Internet. We're going to do This Week in Internet. We're going to do...
Ta-da!
This Week in Topics and Links for Discussion that needs a better title. And we're going to do The Mail Sack. And... Number one. Okay, do you have the links pulled up, Eli? Mm-hmm. Click on this first one, and let's see if this is stupid or not. I just had to do this for Denise.
What?
Because this headline screams you.
What?
There's a Filipino TV show about Twilight coming out. And it's, like, not licensed to be about Twilight. But it is about Twilight.
It Twilight?
Yeah.
Do you want to play the video or what?
Play the video, I guess. I don't even know what's on it. I think it's a guy just talking about it. But come on, Filipino Twilight? I mean, she's at this table.
Shut up, hey.
It's like if there was a show about, like, anthropomorphic Mexican fireworks.
December 2008, and holy shit, I'm on a roll. This is like the third video that I made. And if you're wondering why my voice is so deep, I just woke up like 15 minutes ago. My bowels go all
Cut
the way
the chase.
Down, and my voice goes like this, okay? What? That's what happens when I wake up. And then 2 hours later, I turn back
Skip
to a little
part.
Girl, and I sound like whatever it sounds like in my
Make him talk
videos.
About Filipino Twilight.
And I just totally annoyed me around that other bullshit. If you haven't seen him, please do, and educate yourself
right,
really
turn that
quick.
Off.
But here
that
it is
loses.
In a nutshell.
Oh, wait.
What?
Shit.
No, he's done.
What?
Never mind.
What the fuck was
okay.
that?
Look at the link. Just the fact that there is a Filipino TV show about Twilight needs to be known. And the picture was terrifying. Also, I've decided that other than Denise, nothing good has ever come out of the Philippines.
Hey!
I'm going to go ahead and make that stand.
No, Nikki's cool. Nikki's one of the good ones.
It's debatable. It's debatable. Does she listen to this? It's debatable.
didn't they also...
Not today.
They created...
You got Denise in one hand, you got ice cream on bread in the other hand.
Yeah,
yam true. Ice cream on
okay,
bread.
Okay, I've never had that, so...
Whatever.
Shut up.
It's Filipino. And gross. Same kind of vein here. They're doing a Bollywood remake of Back to the Future.
I would watch that.
Finally. Oh my god.
I want to find a way to see it.
No, there's going to be like so many musical numbers.
Yeah, I know, right?
I can't wait. And they'll still be wearing the same clothes.
Yes.
And it's going to be
that little padded orange vest thing is coming back.
Coming back? It's back, dude. People are wearing that constantly.
Yeah.
It freaks me out. They're $100 at Nordstrom's for like Marty McFly vests. They're going to call it... Oh, I can't find the name of it. It's like Time Switch or something like that.
Are you sure it's just not called Back to the Future?
It's not. They've changed the name. Anyway, it's starring India's...
It's called Calvin Klein Travels Through Time.
Yeah. It's starring two of India's biggest actors.
Calvin Klein made in India.
Akshay Kumar is Marty, and Aishwarya Rai as Leah Thompson. But the problem is, the dude is already, like, old, so he's going to have to be a teenager as, like, a, you know, 40-year-old.
So they're going to do the reverse makeup from the
I
real
don't
movie.
No, it's going to be like
They're
Benjamin
probably
Button.
Not going to do anything at all.
The Curious Case of Benjamin Button or something.
Wow.
Yeah,
I'm
a racist.
This sounds awesome. Any racism sounds awesome.
No, I know. Yeah.
It's coming through really well in the headphones.
We've got to get a hold of this. I want to see them like the dance number. He's like, you know, you may not have,
you might not be ready for this, but your kids are gonna love it, and then they all break into like dancing and clapping and choreography.
88 miles an hour.
There's no words in that, is there? It's not a musical like that. It's not a Broadway musical. They don't ever sing. They just dance and smile.
Does India have their own Broadway, like the Taj Mahal, like Boulevard? It's or something.
Bollyway.
Broad Balls.
Broad Balls presents Back to the Future, balls the musical.
It's called Balls Balls.
Actually, I guess they wouldn't have old-timey guy.
No, they would not have old-timey radio guy. Then,
oh my god, my brain's hurting trying to process what
stop
to
it.
Do
just
here.
Just stop thinking about
you have
it.
To cross old-timey
with Indian.
With, right. with squishy man.
Oh god damn, that makes me want to throw up. That's hard.
Next tree. read all about it. You can't do both of them.
You can't. It's impossible.
Which means they didn't have India in the 30s.
Oh, okay. So they invented it after the old times.
Maybe 20 years ago?
Right.
Yeah. I'm guessing it's new.
That works.
If you go there, it looks like they're still building it, so I'm sure it's new. Next thing. Oh, actually, I had two links about that. Okay, we didn't have any decapitation stories this week, which...
Aww.
I was hoping to keep the streak going, so instead I found the story about a guy that smashes into an adult bookstore and then fucks all the real dolls all the sex dolls.
So he smashed it on purpose or on accident and then did that anyway?
A man has smashed his way into an adult shop and had sex with blow-up dolls before abandoning the sex toys in a nearby lane.
Oh, well, he was done.
Business owners in Cairns believe the same culprit is responsible for break-ins and thefts at the Sapphire Bar and 3 break-ins at Laneway Adult Shop. At least he's got an M.O. Like, he's got a...
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
His method of entry is to smash through walls and squeeze through tight holes.
No. Read it again. Read it slow.
His method of entry is to smash through walls and squeeze through tight holes.
I'm here for the gangbang.
They wrote that, like, uh-huh, yeah. This is from news.com.au, so it's an Australian story, which means it could be fake. Because, you know, their internet's jacked up.
That country's fake? Oh.
Their internet's jacked up. Their internet's all fake anyway.
They also were not created until after the
They are still a prison. Still a prison colony. Everyone in Australia is a is a prisoner. You can't leave. I don't know if people know that.
Convicted.
Deleted! That's why Lost is like it is. You can't leave.
They actually decided to film there, and they're like, oh, yeah, so you're citizens now. You know that, right?
You can't leave. Ever. Like, there's a fence.
Yeah, Lost is actually just a filming of what happens in Australia. Black smoke comes up. And
In 10th grade, we had to do a big project that took the entire semester in groups where you had to create your own civilization. With, like, its own laws and its own government and all the fucking bullshit. And we wanted to just go...
Everybody can smoke pot! It's totally legal!
And that's why Josh was kicked out of the group.
Are you kidding? I was fucking king shit of that group.
And then,
I had the pot.
Our group wanted to, the king. Just blow it off and do a bunch of drawings. So we drew Australia with a fence around it, and dingo catapults was, like, our main defense. If anyone attacked, we would shoot dingoes under their boats. They'd eat your babies. They'd eat your babies.
And that was a problem?
For the people attacking.
Where is that from exactly?
What?
Maybe a dingo ate your baby.
What is that from?
Australia?
Australia. That's their motto. Australia. Maybe a dingo ate your baby.
It's on their flag.
Yeah. It is their flag. I mean, it's a dingo eating a baby.
Right.
Oh.
And there's like a skull and crossbones behind him.
Right.
Of the baby.
No, another baby. I don't know.
Of the other baby.
Yeah, the previous babies. There's a pile of baby bones on the Australian flag. And a dingo licking his lips. Mmm.
Oi!
And there's
this baby's delicious!
Vegemite.
Oi, oi, oi! There's a stereotypically Australian dragon named Daniel Feldspar. He's their national mascot.
And then he turns into
Never
a...
Never heard Vegemite! Let me make you a Sammy. Ship of the Bobby! Oi, oi, oi!
So anyway. It's actually not that bad.
Who?
Vegemite?
No, it's terrible.
It's really
That's
salty.
That's what I heard. I don't know.
That's what he said?
Wow.
I don't know.
Wow.
That's how you take down a motherfucker. That's
Hang on, what time is it? All right, 20 minutes in, I can grab that clip. The thing of the day. That goes at the end. This is for Josh. This is for Josh to be sad.
Okay.
ABC has not decided whether or not to air the last remaining episodes of Pushing Daisies. They're ready to just pull out just and squirt all over its face at this point.
They're actually about to go ass to mouth.
Yeah, yeah. They don't want any more.
Yeah, that... Wow, I didn't know that till just now, and you just made me sad.
I mean, that's the point. I was hoping you'd miss that piece of internet.
You never go ass to mouth.
No. What? Well, not until afterwards. Until you both had a shower.
But then that's not ass to mouth.
It's... Whatever, dude. It's possible that they'll only come out on the DVDs. If there's even DVDs. Otherwise, they'll be like, whatever.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Maybe they'll do it like whenever Fox aired the last episodes of Arrested Development or something. They did the last four episodes back-to-back during the opening ceremonies of the Summer Olympics. Just like to guarantee that nobody saw them.
They're going
to
wait another three more years before they air the last
Or whatever. The winner... Whatever. God damn it. Like, they'll air them against the Super Bowl or something.
Having never watched it and having still planning to have watched it at some point.
I hate you. You were the reason it got canceled.
No, you are because you steal all your TV off the internet.
Do you know how many people I evangelized that show to and got to watch?
Did you say vaginalized?
I said evangelized.
that doesn't make sense.
What kind of thing is that to do?
That's interesting.
It's a very technical procedure.
You galvanize and then you vaginalize.
Do explain, Josh.
And then you evangelize.
Fuck you for not watching.
I get an email every day from someone telling me the only reason they watched the Sunny is because of me. So they owe me money.
Oh my god, Mikey finally started watching Sunny. Like, it's been interesting to relive that experience through him.
Speaking of, one of the stories that we're going to get to later is about their new show. The pilot script is getting favorable reviews.
Which show are you talking about?
Boldly Going Nowhere about the fuck off. It's basically Always Sunny in Space.
Do they have a trailer yet or not?
It's not even shot. I don't think it's even cast.
Because I want to see it.
But
right
the script, the script is probably on the internet somewhere. This is just something I wanted to go over real quick. That in an article. Again on news.com.au, so take it with a grain of salt. It was written by Dingo Prisoners. Paris Hilton says she's only slept with two men.
Yeah, that was on...
and we have footage of one of them?
Right.
Like
both, actually. I mean, does she think it only counts if it's on camera? Or if the whole world watches it?
Right, it's... No, he did not sleep with me. Wait. What did she say? What were her words specifically?
Paris Hilton claims she only slept with a couple of men.
Right. Only slept.
Right. I was so coked out for the other 150 that we never slept.
Right. I just fucked them and left.
Wow, 150? That's even low.
People make up
Dude,
stories.
Dude, I got that now.
But mostly I just kiss. I think it's important to play hard to get.
This was
no
the best part.
No one believes that.
This is the best part of her quote.
Nobody wants a fake Prada bag. They all want the brand new bag that no one can get and is the most expensive. She's referring to her vagina as the most expensive leather satchel that no one can get inside.
It probably looks like it's worn up leather satchel. Yeah. Like
I've seen it enough times. I mean, I could probably draw a picture of it from memory.
Yeah, that could be one of those police sketches where like they show you like was it this guy or this thing?
That's Paris Hilton's vagina.
Like, no, but I've seen that. I've seen that all over the internet.
Wait, put a dick in that. That's hers.
Yeah.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Make that dick drive a boat. Nope. It's not Tommy Lee.
Nope.
That would be so great if he gets arrested and it's like, Mr. Lee, you're accused of driving a car into the side of a house with your dick. Please put your dick on the steering wheel. That's him, officer. I'd know that dick on a steering wheel anywhere.
Wow.
And they fingerprint it? Or
yeah, the dick print it.
Wow.
Sure. Thud. It would break the table. New table. A steel one, preferably.
Big Jeef.
Oh, no.
So good job, Paris. Keep that chastity intact.
Yeah.
She conducted that interview with a dick in every hole in her body.
She's such a hoe face.
This is for Eli. See, I'm catering the stories to each of you. Get an emotional response. You know Polaroid stopped making film.
Producing film January 1.
And Polaroid is something very special to Eli.
It is.
There was a time.
You don't have like an aww sound.
When you were not to be seen without a Polaroid camera.
No,
it actually got
that.
Kind of annoying. You'd walk into his apartment.
And they'd be like, blow out your asses, bitches.
So, Polaroid is clawing out of its grave. And they're going to release a digital camera that prints Polaroid-sized pictures instantly. And it's a special thermal paper. Like, there's no ink. It's some sort of color thermal.
Zicky or...
Zinc.
Zinc or... Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, it's supposed to suck. Also, it was supposed to debut at CES, and I guess it didn't quite... And there's no specs on the camera. Like, it might be like a 2-megapixel camera or something.
Aww. Well, yeah, but that's the whole point of the Polaroid. Like, the Polaroid's supposed to be really bad.
This little teeny tiny picture that's...
Small picture that's overexposed.
It's all yellow and...
Have you seen the Mac app called Polaroid?
No.
It's pretty cool. It'll take any image and apply the shittiness of a Polaroid picture to it.
Yeah,
it looks
kind
of cool, actually.
I know it's not the same. I'm just saying that's kind of neat.
It'd be like walking around with my iMac. Like,
yeah. In a webcam.
Get your face right. Okay, that's good.
You make
and then you
the
take
sound.
A Sharpie and just write the label on the fucking screen.
And then Eli goes, okay, hang on. Alright, I just have to make the sound, sorry.
Yeah. You know, there's a Japanese equivalent of the Polaroid that actually is going to keep going for quite a while.
Polaroid!
So, really?
It's called... It's Snapper Polaroid.
Snap already, Snapper... Very nice fisher weaver.
I'll take what's in the box, Cooney!
You're so stupid! Weaver, you get nothing! Anywho.
His name is Cooney.
Cooney, I know.
Too bad.
Which is a British slang word for cunt. If anyone
wonderful.
On the internet didn't know that.
How absolutely wonderful.
I think they say cunny, but still, it's the same.
Oh. Suck my cock, I'll murder your family!
And with that... Moving on from This Week in Internet.
Ta-da!
To This Week in Topics and Links, other things for longer format discussion that needs a shorter title. Number one.
Does that title get longer every time we do this?
I'm trying to. I'm doing what I can. Number one. I've got a list of the shows and when they all come back. Some of them are back. Some of them are not back. I'm going to go over this list really quick and see any of the ones that I give a shit about. Funny enough, if you read a list of like 175 shows that are on fucking television, it's impossible to care. Like, there's 3 good shows on the air. Battlestar, as we know, is back the 16th.
Thank you, Jesus!
I assume we'll be doing a podcast that night and then watching the show before or after.
Well, we have to watch it before so we can talk about it and complain about it.
Then it's going to be a late podcast.
I'm sorry,
podcast.
Did you just say complain?
Well, to be fair, the last part of last season was a little lackluster.
Yeah.
Actually, to be fair, I hated the opening episode of season 4.
Right.
I did complain.
What happened?
Shut up. I don't even remember. I just remember it not being... Yeah.
Isn't that weird? I remember like seasons 1, 2, and 3 pretty clear, and I don't remember 4 that
the
well
first,
at all.
The first episode of season 4 is when we saw that very first Iron Man trailer in the middle
yes,
of the
and
episode.
That's all I cared
and
about.
That's the only thing I remember from that episode, mm-hmm. because you drew a comic about me humping your television, mm-hmm. which is... Pretty
so
close
real.
To the truth. It was frighteningly
isn't
accurate.
Isn't it also frighteningly accurate how well that panned out? How, like...
That movie?
The most exciting trailer of all year turned out to be, like, the most exciting movie of that year. Maybe other than Dark Knight.
Yeah, that's... It was a good year for comic book movies.
Yeah, because I was going to say...
That were not called
I don't know
the
why
Spirit.
I was thinking about that, because somebody was talking about movies that came out last year, and it was pretty weak sauce, like, for most of last year. But the, you remember the,
I went to the theater like 4 times.
Yeah, I remember the, Joker.
That's like a record for you.
It's a high number.
The, WhySoSerious.com thing,
yeah.
and they had the thing at North Park Mall.
Yeah.
That was actually kind of cool when you thought about the amount of energy that they were building up for that. Yeah, you would
especially
hope.
Whenever you count the, like, police trying to escort all those people out of the mall, because the police had no idea what was going
well,
on.
Well, look at Warner Brothers' superhero releases compared to Marvel. Marvel has like 12 on slate for the next 3 years, and Warner has not even confirmed a Dark Knight sequel. Their
whatever
Justice
you know,
League movie.
You know they're making it.
Their Justice League movie has been
on again, off again,
on again, off again for years, and they don't have a whole lot else. And I don't know. I mean, they might have put
Watchmen.
All their money to Batman. Well, that's not really a DC title. I mean, it might be put out by Warner Films.
I do not count Vertigo as being under the DC label.
With Fox also trying to put the kibosh on that. There was news about that today. I'm not even reading the updates. Because basically, there's going to be an update in a couple of weeks that says it's not coming out until June or it is coming out in March. And I'm just going to wait until that happens. I don't care about the ins and outs legalities of it. Fox just wants a big, tasty chunk of that.
I have to wait to see gigantic, glowing blue cock on.
I'm so happy about that. I hope children get brought to that movie and they're like, "Daddy, no, why?" It's like a dad who's like, "This is his fondest memory of childhood is the Watchmen," and then he's like, "Take him, a boy. Boy's gonna." It's like giant, blue, throbbing, glowing cock. Wow, wow, wow.
What? It's just like a close up all the time.
Well, that's all he can see. He's got tunnel vision to the cock.
And they end up,
last minute, they do a 3D release of it, and they're like, "Here, pull out your glasses."
No. What is it, a lightsaber now?
It has to make a special noise. And they keep
Zoidberg.
They keep changing his like attention from left to right, so he has to keep turning, and it's just panning across the screen. Spurt.
It'll probably work out about as well as Eli's last 3D movie experience.
Oh, the 3D porn.
Better luck next time.
So anyway, Galactica's back on the 16th.
Yay.
Chuck is back February 2nd.
Yay.
I still have to catch up with that season.
It's
going to
be a while before
season.
I watched Chuck. I watched one episode and it was good.
It was, Chuck actually is good stuff.
It was completely random and it had What's-His-Face from Office Space. The boss.
Lumberg.
Lumberg was in an episode of
Lumberg.
It was good. Yeah, it was good. I just have to...
Better wear a rubber, dude.
She's been around.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying.
Let's go to Tchotchke's after this.
Bone roller coaster.
Damages came back this Wednesday, which, by the way...
I've heard really good things about that.
Oh, did you miss the one where I said that's the best show of the new year? Were you gone for that?
Maybe. Okay. I don't know. Are you still talking?
I caught the pilot.
Why am I here?
I caught the pilot.
Who are you?
And I got pulled in by the pilot, so I watched the whole thing. They were gearing up for the new seasons. They were showing them like four at a time, so I watched all of it. It's only 13 episodes. The old season's not on Hulu yet.
Yeah, no. I was going to say, I can't.
You absolutely should not watch the new season.
Oh, wait, what am I complaining about? I'll just download it.
Yeah, download it.
They kind of spoiled it with the trailers for the new season.
No, it doesn't.
I haven't seen...
It doesn't. Show... okay, you know how Prison Break's original concept was like, we had this great idea for a one-season show?
The first season was really good.
Because the end had to be known before they could shoot episode one. Because, I mean, it was just going...
Sure.
They had a plan. Okay, Damages is just like that. Damages flash forward 6 months throughout the whole show. So you see the results, but you don't know what caused them, and then you go back to the past. There's two timelines. The first episode establishes they have to know what's going to happen at the end. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, there's no way they'll keep this up for two seasons. I think they can. But do not anyone watch that show without seeing season one. Oh. Find it, torrent it, download it somehow. Watch reruns if they're showing them. I don't know if they are. It's on FX.
Glenn Close is really good. She looks good.
The actors are phenomenal. And the writing is magnificent.
I don't understand. I haven't heard like as much hype about it as I think I would with Glenn Close.
I've heard about it from all the fags on my LJ.
It is a show.
They're all over it.
I don't think you should say that word.
No, it's cool. I'm allowed to.
Queers.
No, you're not allowed to.
Oh, I can say queers.
No,
right?
It's like how black people can say yeah.
Wait.
Nunchucks?
Naggers?
Nunchucks? My God, I hate you.
That's what I'm here for.
Watch Damages, fags.
Yeah.
That's their slogan.
God damn it.
That's their slogan.
Three simple words. I am gay.
There you go. That show actually manages to surprise me with twists in a way that M. Night Shyamalan wishes he could.
Air chasing you?
Yes.
What the twist?
You think you have it figured. You think you have the twist figured out. Like... Nah, they're setting me up for this, and I know that's not what's going to happen. And then they've got something else planned, and it's good. It's not cop-out. The acting's superb. Mm. The writing is fantastic.
Glencoe is an evil whore cunt robot in this show.
Have you ever seen Dangerous Liaisons?
No.
Oh, because she's one of my favorite.
Is that back when she was hot?
No.
Oh, okay.
She's been like, never really like in the talk.
I think she was scared.
I think she was in the talking. She was Glenn Close. What?
From Broadway. Or something. Like.
Glenn Close.
Glenn Close on the set of King Kong.
WWE.
But yeah, no, she's one of my favorite, like, the matriarch ice queen bitch.
Oh, she's evil in this. Oh, and,
like Cruella DeVil.
You know, yes. Who else is surprisingly but good?
Awesome hair.
Ted Danson. He's really good in this show.
Ted Danson's in it? What?
Ted Danson is the main antagonist. And they managed to vilify him, make him seem human, and then make him seem like a complete shitbag all inside of like a minute and a half. You want to kill him with a hammer. And I did not think he'd be that good of an actor. He's good.
Huh.
Dollhouse comes on the 13th, February. The reviews are so mixed at this point.
Really?
Yeah, everyone, the most anyone, no one's seen past the first two episodes, and the most they're giving it is like, no, watch it, it'll probably get good, but no one's like, oh my god, Whedon's done it again! It's all like, meh.
Whatever, I'm still watching the shit out of it.
I know, until they cancel it.
Is the season of Dexter already over? I still have to catch up with that, too.
Which was excellent, by the way.
Was it?
Yes, it was.
So everybody watch that, too, because I'm pretty sure the first and second season are on DVD.
Oh, yeah, they're already out.
Okay. They released the first half of Battlestar Season 4 on DVD, yeah, like a bunch of chumps. Season 4.0 of Battlestar.
Asshole.
Okay. Fuck you, Ty.
Whoa, Denise, watch the language. God.
Buy the first half of my DVD, Bill! I can't. I have to wait for the box set. I'm a completist.
Keep going.
Fly of the Conchords, January 18th.
I cannot watch that show. I just can't.
You're not funny.
I've never been able to get into it.
You don't have a sense of humor. Neither do you.
I can't.
You're both stupid.
They're just so annoying.
It's your low intelligence.
Okay, shut up. The songs are really funny, but the actual like characters are just, you just want to kill
it's
them.
It's so dry and so wry that like literally they go, I'm saying they go like 20 minutes with like, oh, I'm just kind of talking like this.
I can't stand that show.
That's good.
I cannot.
It's good stuff.
Yeah,
it's so painful to watch.
The first episode's already streaming online. Fringe is back January 20th.
Oh, that reminds me. I'm still like 8 episodes behind on that, but I watched one of them last night. And the opening like scene where they're like, what's the crazy thing this episode? The little hook.
Yeah.
Some woman's head explodes
over. Oh, God.
Like a diner window.
Jibs.
And I was just like, yes! And I was like, okay, cool, I'll keep watching.
All right.
Just so you know,
they won me back with that.
That show doesn't get good until the second to last one that aired before it stopped.
So like, can you watch just that and be okay?
Not really.
Damn it.
It's not that
I would do
deep.
That.
It's not that deep, but I hope it gets better. But it really it was really enthralling the last two. All the other ones before that were like, I'm giving you a shot, JJ, don't let me down. All right, we're pushing it, buddy. Like, don't let me down. But I love Denethor in that. I love him. I would watch him do any. I would watch that man eat a sandwich and take a shit. Like, I love.
Who's Denethor?
From Lord of the Rings. Father, you wish that I had died instead of my brother. Yes, I wish that.
Oh, Denethor. Is that the same guy? I didn't even realize.
The guy that swan dives off in his tear.
Right, yeah.
He had a ball of flaming glory.
I did not even realize. How funny.
I hope that's how I go someday.
I conceded that.
Actually, from Minas Tirith.
I can start burning you on a pyre and have you run and jump off a building.
Yeah, I've got a good liquid that burns for quite a while.
Yeah.
We ever need to use that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I don't know what it is. It's just in a bottle.
You've been drinking it?
They give it to every Mexican when they're a child.
I've been taking it, like, from apartment to apartment for years.
It's a Quattro Equis.
We use it occasionally on years.
Oh, wow.
To, like, start up a grill or something. A little drop of it and...
No, and no fire, just a drop of it.
I think it's at some point they expect this.
It oxidizes when it hits the air.
Yeah,
right,
exactly.
Right.
You have about 4 seconds.
I think at some point we're all supposed to be the cover of some Rage Against the Machine record or something.
Okay. Have you ever seen the Super Drano that has to come in an additional bag?
Yes.
I've bought that before. What? I was like,
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Man, you got some serious shit problems.
If
you
no, to, like, our first some... house had roots in the pipes, and we didn't know what, like, we really didn't want
had
to pay,
what?
Like, roots.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Tree roots grew into the shitty roots. Clay pipes.
The only thing greater than you!
Stop that.
It's Drano!
Oh, wow.
Racist.
Wow. No, so there's racist. That scene where they're pouring Drano on Jordy's back, and it hurts really bad.
God, Captain, this sucks! One to beam out!
Okay. Reading Rainbow.
Wow. Reading Whiplash. Like,
damn.
Reading Ten of Nine Tails.
Take a look. It's on my back. It's Reading Whiplash.
Reading Whiplash. My skin has bent on open.
Wow.
Okay, stop.
The blood will flow.
Slavery!
I'm dead, you know.
No, I just really want to see a re-edit.
Poor old Negro.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey,
oh. It's a Reading Negro.
That is, never mind. God damn
the
it.
End.
No, stop it. No. Yeah. Wow.
Restrain yourself. This week's episode brought to you by racism. I just want to see like a really smarmy clip of him like strung up, getting whipped, going, one to beam out, Captain. This shit sucks.
Like, somehow he has the visor for no reason. Yes.
Someone make that happen on YouTube, please.
Later, bitches.
He's had,
like, the four little pins just, like, clipped into his skin on his...
Did I tell you what I read about that? That they could not come up with a better way to fix the visor to his head other than to put screws in it, and like, flat screws, and screw it to his temples.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah, sure.
So he says that for every single episode ever, and it weighed, like, 5 pounds, it was metal... He's got a migraine splitting headache and he cannot see every episode of Star Trek that he's in.
That's medication right there.
Why not
that's
make it out
is.
Of fucking foam and glue it to his head? I mean, that's not
just
that
like
hard.
Like a prosthetic makeup
they
thing.
They had the technology. I'm
well, you know, maybe they should have just fucking beamed it onto his face when it was his turn to walk in front of camera.
Heroes comes back the second.
Deleted!
Yep.
No. What's his face? Brian Fuller is coming back to the show.
No,
he had a plan. He's like the Cylons. He has a plan.
I just do not even
care. I'm giving him 4 episodes.
Oh, that's maybe a good rule.
You and I both know we're going to watch that.
Yeah, I'm
going to
watch every single goddamn
House is back the 19th.
Okay, actually, no. Here's the reason why I quit watching Smallville, but still watch Heroes.
Okay.
Because Smallville actually got really, really good and then betrayed me. And it's dead to me now.
But you're talking like 5 years ago.
Right.
It cheated.
Heroes
on.
Was never good. Therefore,
season
I've
one
never
was
been
good.
Season I've never been betrayed.
Season 1 was exciting and good.
I can't keep having this argument with you.
Okay. House is back
you're
the 19th.
So wrong.
House is back the 19th. L Word is back the 18th. They still make that?
I don't know.
That's supposed to be a pretty good show.
I have watched 3.5 seasons of How I Met Your Mother in the last 3 weeks.
I still have to see that.
I am completely caught
none
up. That,
that
show is wonderful.
None of that stuff is on Hulu at all. Like, none of the stuff that
well,
you guys
on
the reason
CBS.
Is, they don't put anything... Well, first off, CBS is launching TV.com as a competitor to Hulu.
Are they buying TV.com?
They bought TV.com?
They own TV.com. They always have.
I didn't know that.
And right now, it's like a portal site to view other shit, but they're going to relaunch it next month as a competitor to Hulu.
That's like...
Oh, shit. I just went there, and it doesn't look the same.
Yeah. They're redoing it. They want to destroy Hulu. Like, holy shit, those guys are making money.
Oh, is stuff in there then? What stuff is in there?
It used to be like an episode guide for everything that's ever been aired ever.
Yeah, it was... different. And they bought that. They destroyed that service. But they... Lost is back on the 21st. I'm not even enthusiastic for that at all. I don't care about Lost
I would
anymore.
Watch that
I
over Heroes.
I am 100% enthusiastic
if
for
If I had to pick.
I don't even care what they do. No. I mean, whatever.
Did you watch the
I
last
still
season?
Have
yeah,
to
I'll
find
watch
out
it.
About the polar
Dude.
Bear.
Spoilers. They did cool shit at the end of last season.
I guess.
Whatever.
I don't care.
What dead to me.
They're replacing... The flashbacks and flash forwards with the fact that the island, people on the island are actually going to be skipping through time. Like, they're going to turn the corner and it's going to be 20 years ago. And then they're going to turn the corner again.
That's awesome.
Well,
that's fine.
Kind
and
of
gonna
how
like,
they ended,
Jack,
though.
It's the 1930s. Yowza. What's up?
We're back on the island.
Cell phones are the new earphones.
Cell phones?
What, that
in the
was,
30s?
I don't know.
Where are you going with that, buddy? Why don't you go crank your car and put a big block of ice in your ice chest?
I don't know.
In the ice
Talkies
box.
Are the new podcasts.
What are you talking about? Where are you going with this?
I don't know. I gotta go
Yeah. Nip Tuck's already back. Came back on January 6th. It's still retarded.
I've seen a little of that show. It's so...
Don't bother.
What, are they still making that?
It's so disturbing.
Are they in like season 12 or what?
Sure.
They just keep trying to like, I don't know, shock people.
Yeah, the shock value is pretty much over at this point. They've done everything they can, so I don't know what they're going to do this season. The Office is back February 1st.
Full frontal... All the time.
Dude.
The entire show is going to be performed in the nude because it's the only thing left.
It could only be an improvement. I wish that Nip was playing his character from the Congo, though.
Would you not call him Nip?
I wish Amy
was
retarded.
There. You're retarded.
I wish Sign Language Gorilla was there with him.
Amy?
Yeah. He's going to be like, I need a 15 blade, Amy.
Amy doesn't want to work for you anymore. Amy wants a banana.
She's in scrubs.
Yes. She has a little mask on and her big sign language robot arm.
Amy wants to masturbate and eat bananas. Throw poo.
You can't throw poo in a sterile environment.
Amy's not sterile. She's a fucking gorilla. The giant diamond.
I actually enjoyed that movie. I don't care what anybody says.
You're wrong
says.
About that.
I don't care.
No one cares, but SNL's back on the 10th. Mm. Scrubs is already back with two episodes, and it was an improvement over last season.
I still haven't... I'm so behind on all of that.
Watch the first four seasons of Scrubs and then stop. It was really good until it got really strange.
Yeah. Last two, the two episodes, what'd you think?
I don't think there's any reason to keep making it.
Yeah.
It's better than the end of last season, for sure.
Yeah.
With the season which didn't end, by the way, because they just stopped making episodes.
It just stopped.
They were like, building, we're building, we're building, we're canceled. And they
and we're back. Let's just go somewhere.
By the way, so the guy that makes it, the guy who's the brother of the guy that made Clone High, he and JD are out at the end of this season for certain, and they're ABC still has the option to keep making it without them.
That's dumb.
That's gonna be bad.
Wow.
How is it weird? I meant to ask.
Okay, it starts off season one.
Is it just not funny, or
season one starts off as comedy, almost on the no, really, it's just comedy plus medical drama. Mm-hmm. But the drama never gets serious like ER. It's just kind of there's sad moments like patient we love died, but it's always funny. By season like 4-ish, it becomes absurdist. It's like Benny Hill.
At some points. Really?
It just gets crazy silly for a while.
But Scrubs did have a few... There were a couple of episodes that were like, I'm crying.
No, yeah, there was real emotion in that show. And this last two, they tried to do that in one of them. And I was like, I've already seen this. You've done this like three times. I don't want to see it anymore. Yeah.
I did like how it opened up with him pointing at the little ABC logo in the corner and being like, that's new. And then...
I didn't see that.
Did you?
I must have missed that somehow.
Wow. He points at the logo on the screen, but then the camera pulls back and he's pointing at something that the janitor is holding.
Sarah Connor comes back on the 13th.
Clever.
Yay.
Yay, because that's the best sci-fi show on television until Battlestar comes back on.
God.
Are you watching that show?
Sarah Connor's awesome. I love that show.
Wait, when did that happen? I thought nobody was watching that show.
Okay.
I'm still watching
it. You've been on at least 10 podcasts where I've talked about how much I love that show.
You haven't said loved.
No, I have.
You said
the last
good,
five or six episodes
good.
Of the show, it actually appears to be moving somewhere.
And by the way,
there's been some like improvement in the writing and fewer completely stupid plot devices for no reason.
Main Terminator Cromartie plays a lawyer on Damages.
Oh no.
And at any moment I'm like, when is he gonna kill somebody? When is he going to rip his arm skin off? Yeah. Every time he comes on. Have you seen this defendant? I need your legal documents and your paperwork and your arraignments papers
and your subpoena
and your search warrant and your subpoena. You've been served.
I could see a show out of
it's Terminator. What do they call the people that serve subpoenas? Whatever. That Terminator, the guy that serves subpoenas. Excuse me. Are you John Connor? You've just been served. And just walks away.
And
good
then
luck.
The dude's like standing there shaking with piss like dripping down the side of his pants.
It's spraying frantically on the top of his pants. It's shooting him in the face.
No, I'm so scared. I was actually thinking.
When did this turn into a golden shower?
I was actually thinking Terminator the Stenographer. I'm going to have to ask you to repeat that.
Can you please repeat the last notes?
It takes forever. Yeah, but it.
That's pretty good.
We could do a whole series of shows based around the Terminator.
Can you reread the last minutes of the meeting? Yes. He said, I did not commit the crime. And then you said, can you please repeat the last minutes from the notes? And then now we're caught up to real time. Also, I need a cup of coffee and a cruller in the break room. Whatever. I went back and watched...
Come with me if you want to eat.
Low Budget Day on YouTube. You should watch that at least once a week.
Wait, what is it?
Terminator 2 Low Budget Day. The Sweeted version.
The Sweeted version.
So good. Oh my god.
Oh yeah, yeah. I remember that one.
Is that the one where they had the little skull thing they put in the barbecue?
Yes.
That is so well done.
It's pretty good.
The dude's Sarah Connor and he's carving, instead of carving no fate in the table, he's carving a dick. And he's like, I could always tell the Terminator would never leave him because he's like his father, or like his, maybe not his father, I don't know. And then like it pans back and he's just carving a cock and balls. Anyway. Okay. Moving on. So anyway, shows are coming back. And when they're back, you can watch them. Next thing. Okay, we talked about this last week. I don't know if Josh was here when we did talk about this. According to a kind of a secretish comment by Mitch Hurwitz, the reason the Arrested Development movie is not moving forward is George Michael.
I refuse to believe
that. God damn it, Michael Cera.
He says, I don't want to talk about who is holding out right now because we might still work it out, and I don't want to pressure anyone through the press, said Hurwitz. Although I will say, they asked if it was Will Arnett or Michael Cera. Although I will say, Will Arnett is gung-ho, so there's a clue.
That makes me sad.
That does make you sad. Come on, dude. You know what? Where your bread gets buttered? It's all this because of this show, you fucker.
The store?
What?
That's where my bread gets buttered.
I don't know,
buttered.
Brother.
I butter my bread in the kitchen. What's wrong with you?
You don't have butter or bread.
No,
that is incorrect. That is incorrect.
No,
I have only butter.
The
and
frozen bread.
Bread
already has butter in it.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah.
Technically,
like
has
French
butter.
Toast.
Okay, you know what? You know what? Two nights ago, I split an English muffin and I buttered them and I put them in my toaster oven until they were toasty.
Did you need a recipe?
Then I took a scoop of Peter Pan peanut butter and just dabbed it right there in the middle of
that. Where the hell was this? Under like an underpass with a homeless person? Like
no.
They're cooking it over a barrel.
This is in the bar upstairs at the house.
Well, okay.
I'm actually using it to store food now.
Well, okay. Aww, I'll ask that question
up.
Again.
I know.
Josh grown up.
I know. He's not grown up. He's borrowing stuff that was already there.
Yeah, he's actually freeloading.
That's my toaster oven.
It's little steps.
And it was
baby
my
steps.
Bread.
Baby
and it
steps.
Was my peanut butter.
You know, Josh actually has a job now, so...
Thank you, Jesus!
Wonder how long he can milk this situation. I don't know.
I'm only going to be there a couple months.
Michael Cera, if you're listening, and I know you are,
right.
Get your shit together and start that movie.
I loved your movie.
Go away.
So
tired of this.
Did you see about how the Wii is going to try and offer a video distribution service?
What?
Yawn.
That's like...
Me and Josh don't even have a Wii anymore.
I sold mine.
That's like Sonic drive-thru. Like, hey, we're offering lobster now.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
come
what?
Sonic, get lobster.
Hey, what do I download it to? My fucking 512 meg SD card in my Wii? What the fuck is that shit about?
It's a streaming service.
It's going to be all Japanese, like, freak your brain out TV shows.
Well, it's only going to be in Japan.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So it's going to be like a unicorn taking a shit, and the kid's like, yay!
No!
Let's collect it!
It's going to be, did you just fuck a tranny?
Oh,
that'll,
oh, yeah.
That'll be like the lead show.
That's true.
It's a reality show.
Right.
Oh,
you remember, we talked
what
about that.
What an underpowered piece of shit. I realized why I hated the Wii so much, because I'm not eight. Did you hear that?
I know 8-year-olds that hate the Wii.
It is just a child's toy.
Yes, it's an appliance.
When the novelty wears off, it is like that V-slice system or whatever that for the
what?
Kids. The V-Tech thing.
Did you just say V-slice?
What is it called? I'm sorry, what?
That's good. That's a good one.
What's it called? V-Spice? V-Tech?
I'd like to thank Eli for starting that.
You're a real hooker.
Okay, so here's the story about the pilot for Boldly Going Nowhere. A fan posted the script to Boldly Going Nowhere's first episode, and we think it's genuine. It definitely has the same dickish, raunchy flavor as It's Always Sunny from the same creators. It says, for instance, the crew launches down the same manic and crazed path as Sunny, trying to draft up rules for the sexual abuse of the ship's holodeck. I'm looking forward to it. There's so little information. I don't want to read the script because I want to enjoy the pilot, but...
Just, you know what? Ignore it until one day it's happening on television.
I'll tell you what bothers me is that they're not going to be starring in it. Like,
yeah, that's just weird.
I want them to play their same characters in the future.
It doesn't matter. They still have at least two more seasons of that show.
I know. You think a season of that show probably takes about a weekend to film of Always Sunny. And like, all right, turn the cameras on. And like 30 minutes later, wow, two episodes. Not bad.
Wow.
Cool.
Somehow they make time.
Yeah, we just fucked around. And we have two episodes.
That doesn't make sense.
No. So anyway, I don't know. There's not much to say about that except that I'm looking forward to it. I guess I hope it's good. I don't know. Do you remember the last time they tried to do space comedy and have it work?
Are you talking about the BBC thing with Nick Frost?
No, I didn't see that.
It was bad.
Red Dwarf worked, obviously. It was right. Fantastic. So it can be done. But do you remember Homeboys in Outer Space on UPN?
No.
Oh, what?
Look that shit up.
I want you to break down what you just said. Okay? First of all, we'll start with Homeboys, and then we'll end with the UPN.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that's self-explanatory. Those explain each other.
Right. That also explains why I've never heard of it.
On UPN, there was a show called Homeboys in Outer Space. It might have been the WB, but I'm pretty sure it was
the WPN.
That's kind of like seeing, well, the crackhead shot himself with his own gun. Like, yeah,
it's gonna happen. There were Wayanses involved.
Damn it.
I believe there were Wayanses involved.
I'm pretty sure we covered that when you said Homeboy in UPN.
Right, right.
I'm pretty sure.
I have never heard of that show, I gotta say.
Nor should you have.
Okay,
you were probably 11 when it came out.
Was it like 10 years ago?
It was a long time
ago. Oh, actually, if that's the case, then it was probably all over the TV in the Philippines.
That's true. They're just now getting it. Signals take that long to reach the Philippines.
Well, it's kind of like the U.S.
Like Alpha Centauri.
The U.S. sent everything to other countries that they don't end up using.
That right. They hated.
Like in the Super Bowl, they always print two t-shirts for both winning Super Bowl teams.
Yeah.
And then they send the ones
they
that...
They ship the losers.
And then
you
see all these wrong shirts and like shows for like Feed the Children.
You're just like, yeah, right.
What? The Cowboys didn't win that year.
Yeah,
wait a minute.
Oh, hey, that's
Sally Struthers is actually wearing one.
That'd be sad if some
she's
collector...
She's wearing the tarp they put over the fucking dome.
That would be sad if some collector like bought a child because he's like, I want the shirt, actually.
Yeah.
Because and that's like a rare item.
Toss the child. Can you send that in a box? The kid won't survive, but how will the shirt be?
Will the shirt be okay?
Does kid blood come out of shirts?
If the shirt decays while it's still around the child, like...
I don't want money back.
What do you have to get that out? To remove child.
Terrible, terrible people.
Coat hanger?
Okay. Homeboys in Outer Space.
I'm an abortion survivor, Dad!
Wow.
Homeboys in Outer Space.
Yeah, next.
Was a science fiction sitcom that aired on UPN from 96 to 97. And,
Jesus.
It was about two homeboys, oddly enough, who flew around the universe in a winged car.
No!
The duo's
was
car.
Was it a lowrider?
Was a cross between a lowrider
and
an 18-wheeler.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Piloted by a talking female computer named Loquacia.
Of course.
The show was intended as a parody of science fiction. And
it turns out it was just racist.
Yeah, it was just racism. Yeah, I don't even want to stop.
Yeah, next.
Go.
Can we get
I wanna...
pew?
Okay, pew pew. All right, you guys tell me if this means anything to you. Ziff Davis sells the 1UP Network to UGO.
Oh, yeah, EGM
closes
is gone.
EGM. Now,
another one bites the dust.
Did EGM have a large online presence? I just remember the magazine.
There was no EGM, but they were part of 1UP.
No, I mean Electronic Gaming Monthly, the magazine.
Right.
I used to. That was the big fat one. Like there was GamePro, which was like magazine size, and EGM was like triple packed, perfect bound with lots more pages. It's like $6.
Yeah, I used to get that when I was in art school.
Yeah. I'd buy that for the codes, for the Sonic codes.
It was just Street pretty Fighter to codes. Look at. It was a well done magazine
compared to GamePro. Yeah.
GamePro was a piece of shit.
GamePro was like children threw up on glossy pages and then video games like booged on it.
Yeah, those are like the morons who are like, well, glossy means it's good.
That's true. EGM had like the matte cover and everything, kind of like Wired does now.
It's very well thought out and very well done. It's cheap.
Did you subscribe to either of those as a kid?
No, but I'd buy them. I'd just go to the...
I would only get them occasionally because they were so expensive.
I just, like I said, I have tons of magazines because I like looking at print because there's good design elements in print.
Well, don't get used to it, buddy. It's over. It's over.
Aww.
No, but good artists are still there, and good artists probably just lost their jobs.
Over. What? Oh, okay. Mike Brady says EGM's online presence is 1UP.
Yeah, that's
right. What I said. Yeah, exactly. Earlier.
Okay. I don't listen when you talk.
Oh, okay.
Because it's either lies or wrong.
Right.
Like a
you know,
lie
actually...
It's a direct lie or a lie of omission either way.
It's like, so, no matter Taco Bell what, isn't right. that fattening.
Yeah.
It's yeah, whatever.
Just, it's just incorrect oh. for whatever reason.
Oh, can you give me some news announcement sound?
This is going to... You'll lose steam.
This just in... The porn star that I filmed months ago just messaged me. He's moving to Dallas and wants to hook up. All right.
Fuck yeah.
All right, that's all I got.
Is it going to be filmed?
No. No.
Aww. Not even for the vault?
Do you have to?
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
Wow. Paid subscribers will get to watch Josh's hookup
pic. You're going to have to increase the vault, like, subscription. You're like, $19.99.
It's going to be like $20 a month, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have to get permission from Rick before you have booty calls in his house? Or, like, as long as you do it in the Hobbit hole, is it,
I
like...
I haven't yet.
Okay. You haven't gotten permission, or you haven't had...
Well, while Rick is listening...
What do you think?
Well, considering that you're still alive, I'm going to assume it's the,
Ah, crap.
Josh is like...
Yikes.
Like a vampire that has to eat souls every so often, except for him, it's penises.
Freaking illegal
to stay alive.
That's not true.
Well, can it be? I don't know. That's a good story. I like
Is it better if it's actually something that has to keep me alive and that's the reason I do it? Does that make it better?
It would, yeah. If there was a reason behind the madness, then it would make me feel better.
He's hot. What
if,
more
if
reason
the
do you
wake,
need?
If the wake of broken hearts you leave behind you had a purpose, then at least I'd feel better. Like, it's like right now you're like the alien. You're just killing without remorse. But the predator does it for honor.
Well, he does it for sport.
Yeah, well, either way.
That's why he keeps the score.
No. The predator does it for sport. The alien does it for its life cycle. The alien is more honorable.
Okay.
I want you to think about what you're saying. So I am the predator, bitch. Check out these dreadlocks and my gaping maw.
Actually, every guy that comes home with Josh wakes up the next day to hearing beep, beep,
But yeah, it's like it's more like a. That's the explosion right
poof.
There. That's it.
It's just a poof.
He's like, yeah, it's actually not my house. So like,
I can't blow it up. Yet,
but get out.
But there is always a chopper waiting outside to take the guy home.
But it's time to go.
You need to leave.
That's how he gets people out of the house. Is he
get to the chopper.
Yeah, get to the chopper.
What?
And just instinctually they run for it.
Why? What?
Run!
Make it while you still can't leave me behind.
No, I'll be
seriously,
okay.
Just leave.
I'm not wearing my pants.
I didn't get your number. You wouldn't have. And then the chopper just takes them far away, like 100 miles. They have to walk home.
It just drops them off on the next block, and they have
Look,
to walk.
You're
to their
wishing.
Car.
You're wishing that this technology was in your possession. Like this
my
is
my nipples.
It would be flashy.
Just
it would be good for you.
Are you kidding?
Like, if you're going to have to do the walk of shame and get kicked out of somebody's house, if you did it, like, with a chopper...
Missing one arm. Yeah. He's trying to leave the house, and, like, a big tree full of spikes swings down. Josh is covered in mud, hiding in the corner, and the guy's like, I can see you.
There's no other mud in the house.
Yeah, what is...
It's cleaned all the mud.
It's not mud.
What?
I don't know. Next thing.
That's not cool.
No.
No, it's certainly not. You're right. Next thing. Did we all watch the Street Fighter trailer and cry? Did everybody see that?
I didn't cry, but I did watch it.
I mean, not cry, just like, bleh. I mean, like, what, you know?
You know what? I'm going to see it just because.
Are you serious?
No. I'm not going to, like, go to the theater.
Oh.
He didn't say sober.
Yeah, no. I would never watch that sober.
I would say with my eyes open. No. I'm going to play it while I take a nap. Kristen Kreuk left Smallville for this, and I'm guessing it looks like a lateral
Thank
move.
Thank fucking Christ.
It looks like a lateral
Are
move.
Are you
to
kidding?
Me.
That's like, this is such a forward step for her.
Oh, no.
It doesn't matter how
title
bad.
Character.
Doesn't matter. Hey, she's half Chinese,
it
at least.
It only
they
looks
got that right.
marginally better Not than whatever. The first one with Raoul Julia and Van Damme.
Yeah, but the difference
that
is that
the
other one had
ago.
Van Damme.
Oh, that was a good movie.
Oh, my God. It's so cheesy. You know, what's her face? Kylie Minogue is in it. She's the, Cammy.
Really?
Yeah. I just now remembered because it was on TV a couple weeks ago during the break.
Yikes.
Yeah, it's weird.
Oh, poor Raoul Julia. That was his last movie. You know that like he cashed that check and he's like, just one more movie and then I can die. Like anything to like cleanse the palate of that turd sandwich. And then he's like, dead.
Well, it's not like it's the worst thing. Like Gene Kelly's last movie was fucking Xanadu.
I've never seen that.
He looks like such a fucking child molester in that movie. It's so creepy.
It's sad. I like Gene Kelly.
The movie is fabulous.
Fabulous or like fabulous?
Fabulous.
Okay, good. Then I'll
Dude,
see
half
it.
The movie takes place on roller skates.
Then I will see it.
And everybody's wearing
what
short shorts.
What is that about exactly?
It's about roller skates.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify.
They want to open up a roller disco thing.
Why is it called Xanadu?
Is that the name
of
the roller disco?
You know what? You need to watch this movie.
somehow I would disagree, but last thing in topics before we get to the mail sack is, I guess Mickey Rourke's on an upswing now. He's apparently been cast in Iron Man 2 as an unknown villain. Either Crimson Dynamo or Whiplash.
Or
Mickey Rourke.
Himself.
Or yeah. Mickey Rourke fighting Iron Man. Yeah.
I heard that the wrestler was really good.
It's supposed to be.
It looks good.
Man, does he ever look the part?
They said that he was pretty much playing himself. It's like a strung out wrestler.
All they did was just send a film crew to watch Mickey Rourke for a while.
There's a scene. Okay.
Can you imagine him and Robert Downey Jr. like between takes? Like, so what's the wildest shit you've done? Like,
are you like that? Is the shit that needs to be playing during the credits? Like, yeah. It's like they're not outtakes from the movie; they're outtakes from
life.
When film is still rolling.
He's like, "What have you done?" It's like I've done coke off like the hood of a car while it was moving.
Yeah. You just and then like he's like,
"I've done it off the exhaust
of
a tank."
No, then yeah. Robert Downey was like, "I was driving that car."
He's like, no,
that
actually,
was
I was
you?
Snorting oh. cork. Snorting.
Snorting. Snorting cork.
Snorting cork.
That is from Dr. Seuss.
Yeah.
The snorting cork is blorky blork.
He's like,
everybody flogging
for is that Dr. Seuss's poetry to like, yes.
to
drug
like
addicts.
Hardcore drug addiction, like ass to ass action?
Yeah. Yeah.
So what? It has like two like big elephant trunks.
What?
I don't want to do.
What are
I
we
don't
doing?
Want to do this anymore?
Mickey Rourke's like, have please, you seen Requiem for a Dream? Yeah, that's based on me. Like, yeah, what
they,
have you got?
They somehow got a camera
Man,
in their
that
brain.
Movie was
right.
Robert Downey Jr. like drove a Ferrari into the side of a house.
That is so awesome.
He did that, but it was one of those brownstones that's like, you know, up a little flight of stairs. So and the car
he
was
had
like,
to launch over it.
It was
so
launched
awesome.
Up a flight of stairs. And then who else did? It wasn't
the
oh,
Gizmondo.
Billy Joel did it. Yeah, that guy split his Ferrari in half. No, Billy Joel drove into a house too. So that's like the thing to do now.
That's how you know you've made it.
I want to see that wrestler movie though. But
they said okay. Well, you've seen the trailer, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We've all seen the trailer. There's like scenes where because like the old wrestlers and I guess wrestlers now do that, where they take razor blades and they cut themselves.
Yeah, they used to.
Yeah, to
Wait,
make it
what?
What?
They cut themselves during
you'll go
matches.
Off like you'll
when
go
you get
to the
thrown off the ring.
Yeah, you'll get thrown off and then one of the guys trying to help you up will hand you a tiny sliver of razor
and
they're
yourself.
Trained to cut themselves in such a way that's going to be very shallow but bleed a lot, so but then heal very quickly.
So it looks like, you know, it's a legit thing. Apparently, he was doing that in the movie. That they asked him...
Method acting.
They didn't ask him, but they asked, like, people that were
they
in the
asked
movie.
Him to stop cutting himself, yeah. And then they're like, wait, no, film this.
Yeah.
Turn the camera on.
Wait, you're a wrestler?
You just hear the director, like, keep rolling.
They were interviewing some of the other people there that were in that movie, and they asked them, they were like, was he really cutting himself? And the guy was like, I actually can't answer that question.
We couldn't get him to stop.
He's like, I can't answer that question, but...
Yes.
Yeah.
Legally, I can neither confirm nor deny.
Yeah, the guy made it quite clear that he's like, yeah, that guy's nuts.
He put a power drill to his temple, and it was bad.
Wait, so hold on. So what is the purpose of that?
Look like you're bleeding.
So like when they're wrestling and they're doing all these wrestling moves and they throw you out of the ring and you hit the ground. I mean, you're taught to like hit the ground a certain way and all this shit so that you don't
and
get
look
hurt.
Like you were like, oh, I'm in pain because they busted my forehead.
Right, they do that to make it look legit.
I love when you used to watch wrestling.
That's how you get AIDS.
And that's true from wrestling. Mm-hmm.
And special hugging.
Walker says I have AIDS. Mickey Rourke gave me AIDS. Can't you just see Mickey Rourke just going to town on
being really violent?
Kid? What?
And then sounds like a really violent way to get AIDS
from Mickey Rourke.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Like because he's doing it on purpose. I'm giving you AIDS.
Oh, I was thinking more like the Fight Club way, where when his face is all cut and he's gross.
I really like this room. Did you know that the scenes where Robert Downey, Tony Stark was in, you know, like prison with the guy Bill in the armor, they filmed a lot more. That was supposed to be a lot longer. And he was going, oh, you know, when I was in prison, we would play
right.
We would play checkers with nuts and bolts. And there's a scene that I think got cut where they're playing backgammon with nuts and bolts. And he was telling them how they would, like, burn rolls of toilet paper to cook grilled cheese sandwiches and shit.
That's so
and
awesome.
All that was filmed, but none of it made it into the movie. He's like, and then they'd rape me. They would hit me with a sock full of batteries.
Right. There's the scene where he's taking the toothbrush and melting it down into a shiv, yeah. And they're like, well, maybe we shouldn't show the kids that.
What Family Guy was it where they were making fun of Shawshank, but it was, like, using a cartoon? The whole scene where he's,
God.
Like... I'd like to tell you that Andy fought them off that day. But it was like, I can't remember what
I
don't remember
I
either.
I wish I did.
But I was like, my jaw had just dropped. I was like,
yeah.
You no. can't do that.
Oh, that's somebody on the chat just said Mr. Monopoly.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the sisters.
Oh, that was crazy.
Yeah, yeah. I wish I could tell you Andy won that day.
That poor is Andy crazy. Dufresne.
Poor Andy Dufresne's cornhole. This week in internet is over, and we're now onto the mail sack. Thank you. Starting with a question. What is this? I mean, before I even read this, I'm just going to click on it and see how bad it is. Johnny A sent us a link to a Japanese sports drink called Tentacle Grape.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I've seen this.
That's pretty funny.
And if it's all put together, it's Tentacle Grape.
What?
If you look at it, if you look at the image,
tentacled rape. If it's in a straight line,
what?
Yeah, look at it.
Hey, I don't get it.
I think you
that
do.
That looks
better luck next time.
That's fake, right?
All right, Craftstorm says
that looks fake.
What did everyone do on New Year's Eve? Any resolutions for the new year?
Resolutions are stupid. No, I didn't do resolutions.
Okay, then what about plans for the new year?
I had one resolution.
Josh, you were the only one that wasn't with us, so what did you do for the new year?
Well, for New Year's Eve specifically, I was at a bar called Innuendo in St. Paul.
Didn't I make that up?
What? No.
The penis euphemism bar?
Oh, no.
His headphones shed all over his head.
Yeah,
it's
gross. I'll clean it up afterwards.
You're gross.
But yeah,
I want that audio clip also.
I'll clean it up later. It's gross.
I hate you. But yeah, no, I was at the bar. They're doing a big crazy New Year's thing, and mm-hmm, you had to get a wristband, and then at 2 a.m. they locked the doors, and it became a private party in the back, and it was free drinks until...
In the back, specifically. Party in the back.
Yes. Business up front, party in the
rear.
There
was no business up front. It was just party in the rear.
Whatever. So that was fun.
So it was good. That's good.
I got to watch one of my exes blow some dude on the floor. That was wow. Fantastic.
Thanks.
Yeah. This is just keeping it real.
That is real. That's when keeping it real goes wrong. That
came in with low self-esteem.
That blows my story. Yeah. And that dude.
It, just so we're clear, I was not partaking in any sort of activities of the sort.
I don't believe that
at all. I do not do that at the bar. In the U.S.
He has standards.
Believe in the
that?
U.S.
I don't believe that either. What Denise said is ridiculous. That's retarded, actually. Eli and Denise and I were all at the same small gathering. We watched Starship Troopers 3, which was a fantastic train wreck.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was all filmed in, what's his face, is Vin Diesel's backyard or whatever.
Paul Verhoeven's?
Yeah.
Casper Van Dien's?
Casper Van Dien.
Yeah.
Vin Diesel.
I was like, Mom, I said we're going to be filming.
I just want to see if you want any lemonade. Get out, Mom. God.
It's cool. So you guys are going to get paid.
So lame.
And by paid, I mean paid with lemonade.
What? That movie, you know how you're like, okay, it's Starship Troopers, so eventually there's going to be some tits.
Uh-huh.
They could not find, like, a normal set of non-deformed tits.
Yeah, that was...
So,
okay, wait.
This chick...
Oh, that was epically terrible.
Ambiguous accent girl who, like, was switching from, like, an Irish brogue to a Russian accent, like, in mid-sentence. Like, she's
that's
like...
Cool.
She's supposed to be Russian. She's like, I am for having Russian. I want to go to the aliens.
It's like she's like a shapeshifter, now. Except it's like a voice shifter.
It was horrible. She pulls off her shirt and, like, of course one's looking straight at you and the other one's on the left side.
It was like...
One of them is Russian and the other one was Irish.
She had a lazy nipple.
It was like... It was what they like to call...
Oh, no!
It was what they like to call in the porn industry the Sammy Davis Jr.
Yes. She had Sammy Davis boobs. Ring-a-ding-ding.
Which I just made that up. Wait, and I'm trademarking that
Denise,
right now.
Denise, can you do me a favor right now? I need you to take your right hand and move it towards Eli and then high-five him. Thank you. That's wonderful.
I'm gonna go trademark that immediately.
Sammy Davis titties.
That's gonna be like some sort of
Urban Dictionary right now. Create your entry.
God. Oh man, that's a good idea.
Man, oh man. Then we tried to like follow that up with movies that were actually just too bad to watch. Jesus Christ Vampire Hunter.
It sounded promising.
Turned out to be a musical.
Oh, it sounded awesome, but.
It turned out to be a bunch of L.A. hipsters running around the streets of L.A.
It did not deliver.
Filming themselves singing, and it was bad. It wasn't even funny. Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
The title should have sold it. I mean, the title was, like, enough to make us want to watch it. We did Naughty Pictionary, and Denise made chili.
Oh, how nice. Were there Fritos with the chili?
There were.
Yes, there were.
Chunks of tomato?
No.
And whole beans?
Yes.
Good girl.
Clever girl.
And I made crinkles.
Those were awesome.
What? I don't
They're
know
like brownie
means.
Cookies.
Oh, so yeah. I would not have eaten them.
So okay. Does anyone have any New Year's plans?
Plans?
I mean, do you have anything you hope to accomplish in 2009?
Oh, you're talking about resolutions?
No, I don't want to say resolutions because, you know, that's BS.
Okay, you don't want to say resolutions, but you mean resolutions.
What do you want to happen for yourself in 2009?
I don't know.
Good going. Excellent. Denise, you just got a new job, so
I'm good. I'm all set.
How's the collating and the spreadsheets?
Not that much yet. There's a lot of spreadsheets, but it's good. It's a good change.
Who made a terrible joke over Twitter about
me?
That? Oh God!
Yeah, that was pretty.
That she had to excel.
I hate you.
Yeah,
in her new job.
I groaned. To that.
I'm bad.
I that was a GOL moment.
You
I'm bad out loud.
I'm bad at humor.
Groan out loud.
I am currently interviewing for a job that may or may not pan out. I hope to get a stable income so that I can then kind of rebuild my efforts with the experiment. Since I'm out of cash.
So what does that mean for our lovely readers? Does that mean less comics or more?
They'll
comics?
Know more as I know more. Okay. I'll make an announcement when there's one to make. But I mean, right now I've just gone on interviews. If I get a full-time job, I'll do everything I can to keep the comic updating as regularly as possible. It is likely that the job I'm going to get will be significantly less money than I'm used to making, which means
as opposed to nothing right now?
No, I'm saying professionally.
Right.
So the comic, like the store and the donations and subscriptions and all that is still going to be very important for me still surviving. But part of phase two of the experiment is going to be kind of a regrouping of efforts. As a sole source of income, Hijinks and Sue is not cutting it right now, but as an additional source of income, it would actually be pretty nice. So,
right,
if I can take like the next year, 2 years maybe to build it back up and give it another go at full time, I'm just going to I'm reforming my plan. Eli.
To get one entry into Urban Dictionary before the year's over.
Wait wow. for it. You're Which doing it right now, aren't right you? Now.
Yeah.
Success. Sammy Davis titties.
Well, because it's not entered into the Urban Dictionary.
Success!
So,
and he's done for the rest
It looks
of
like
the year.
I'm pretty much done. It's wow. smooth sailing from here on out.
Yeah, didn't want a job or yeah. anything, really.
Turns out, no, don't year, really need any year's yet. Over. Market zero.
Yeah, market zero, dude.
Market zero, dude.
No, I got lots of things to do, but they're too long to list right now. But a lot of things. Venturing and...
How long does it take to, say, find a job?
Well, no, I mean...
I mean, we're all in the same boat, except for dumbass Denise and Josh that like, oh, look, jobs.
Yeah, I mean, I've
done... Let's, get, let's take them.
I've done like some interviewing.
Lit bags.
I've done some interviewing. And hey. It looks pretty promising, but I mean, what I'm talking about is like trying to do some more like freelance photography on a much more serious level and doing other stuff that I've kind of missed out on because the last job of slave driving myself to death, that can... go to hell. So now I want to do some stuff that I'd be a little more excited about doing.
Oh my god, I can't say this on the podcast, but I saw an article
wait for it.
Do it.
I saw an article on that company's website that was humorous yesterday. Did anyone
what?
Else see it? Wait. About a project and all the excitement around it.
Oh yeah.
I'm just
gonna... Alright, never mind, moving on. So looking forward to big things in 09. I feel like if I had a real job and I wasn't so stressed out about money like I am now, that I could actually do more with the site. Because right now I'm paralyzed by fear.
Don't do that.
So like I could actually get a book out. I could actually get more shirts out. Because when I look at it as like, this has to be my only income, it's impossible right now. But as supplemental and making things easier, it's actually a pretty damn good source. Plus, I started doing the freelance with the illustration. And that's coming in slowly but surely, and that's kind of picking up. Like, you know, word is starting to spread. I am actually doing freelance illustration for pretty much anybody, so check out...
Hey, do you have the cover for The Observer?
Hijinksandsue.com/portfolio. Yeah, it's sitting right over there.
I hadn't had a chance to see it.
Oh, it's already out then,
yeah,
or not?
Yeah, oh. Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday. We were looking for it on
The illustration
Tuesday.
That I did is... in black and white in the magazine, but it's in color online. So go to DallasObserver.com and look for a story about celebrities that are going to die.
It should be on the front. They always, like, whenever they release the new issue, then all that, the relevant stuff is...
added it to the portfolio, too, though. Hijinksandsue.com/portfolio. Go to the illustration page and it's there. Yeah, so email me if you want an illustration done. I'll be doing more of that. That's one of the things I want to build up on this year. So
wait, where?
Huh, what? Shoot.
Where? Oh, there it is.
The zombies?
Yeah.
Zombies. We're waiting for Josh. Where'd he go?
I don't know. He disappeared as usual.
He should get me another drink, but he's not going to know to do that. So.
That is rad. Awesome zombies.
That was fun.
I bet. I want to be able
The funny
to
thing when I work for Alex, who is the art director of The Observer and Eli's best friend, is funny working for him because he's a professional and so he pays fairly. Whereas, like, other people that I, like, email me online...
Isn't that nice?
it's very different.
Right.
Like, when you're dealing with someone that knows what something is worth...
I so understand
versus
that.
Versus, like, yeah, I need 25 drawings done of, like, a pirate, and the pirate, it's like a story about a pirate and a boy, and they're friends, and then they're not. And then, could you do those for free? And then when it's done, I'll give you a percentage of the book.
Well, it's like, can I...
Like, fuck you.
Can you do most of that for free? And then when we get real big time,
yeah,
we'll pay you.
I have... Okay, here's...
I've already gotten a couple
of
those,
too. Here's what I've got. I set up RSS feeds for the entirety of Craigslist in the entire country, every time a job or a gig with the word illustration, illustrator, and a few other terms is mentioned, it shows up in a feed for me. And there's about a dozen a day. And I look at every one of them, and I respond to about half of them. And 75% of them so far, at least, are like, either, it's great for a student to build your portfolio, because there's no money. And it's really, and we want it to be perfect and awesome and on time. And they're all saying at the same time, we want it to be professional and awesome and highly skilled, and also we're not going
to
pay for it.
Yeah, we want you to be as close to super pro, but we're not going to pay you.
Or there's the, when this book gets published, we'll work out a deal for a percentage. Or
yeah, if you're an artist that's listening to this, sometimes you can do that if you can, but don't feed those people, because those people...
The funniest thing is when people respond on Craigslist.
What happens outside of that is, like, whoever's at home soccer mom taking advantage of these people, then they'll tell their friends, like, I totally just put a posting in, but they don't go into the details.
They've got front page and Photoshop elements, and they're like, right. Oh, I'll totally do that for $10.
And you're doing all the badass art elements for basically free.
I've taken some jobs recently that were below my price point simply because I decided it was worth it. I decided I wanted the money. So I did, you know, a 6-hour job for $75, which is about $300 too little, you know? But I was like, you know what? I'll do it. I can do it and move on. And then I do a job like for Alex that pays fairly, and I'm like, God damn it. It's fucking, you know.
Well, that's why it's called, the phrase is starving artists and not starving doctors.
Yeah. Well, the idea is that when you're doing freelance, you can set your own price. You can decide job by job. Is this worth it? Is it not worth it? But the funny thing to me is there's a perception out there that, like, creativity is worthless.
Sure.
But they want it to be great. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, dude, it's just like a car or a house or anything. You get what you pay for.
Well, it's funny because the more you look into, like, photography, it's that same mentality. Like, I can work a camera. I don't see what's so
That's
special
about the problem
about
with photography. Oh, DSLRs are so cheap now. Everyone thinks they're a photographer now.
Oh, yeah. And
not even just DSLRs, just, like, digital cameras. Like, I have a point and click.
Dude, I went to a wedding where somebody was like, dude, we realized we could save money on a photographer by having our friend walk around with a point and shoot.
I would shoot somebody.
And I'm like, and this guy was walking around with his Sony point and click.
That's terrible.
And I'm like, oh man, you're going to be sad about that. What?
I guess if it's free.
Yeah, it's fucking hard.
Yeah, I know.
Can you
think
that
up?
I guess.
That's all we're going to hear all podcast long.
Whatever.
All right, we were vamping until Josh got back. So Josh is back.
Oh, one last thing I was just going to add to that was,
yes,
like, it's so weird, but as the new year is starting, and I'm sure it's going to get a lot better, but, like, all my friends who are in the creative fields are all out of work.
Yeah.
Like, it's amazing.
Because so that's where you trim the fat.
It's all the people that I saw over the holidays, and they're like, I just got laid off, just fired, blah, blah, blah. And everyone's going with the same, we're trying to change up talent and blah, 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 which is bullshit. But, a lot of other people are starting to realize, like, that a lot of creative people are going to go through this, but I think probably by mid-year we're going to start seeing, like, a sort of a turnaround. If you kind of just look at what's kind of happening as far as trends go, I don't know. I think a lot of those people will start getting work again as people go back to school and people start freaking out because they're like, oh God, you know, like, world's coming to an end, can't spend. I think spending will be tighter, but I think some of those people get jobs back. Especially in the web fields, I think so.
Well, I mean, that's what happened to me with Alex, is they slashed his budget for illustrations, and a really decent chunk of my income just vanished.
Yeah.
And it wasn't his fault, and it wasn't my fault. It's just...
They saw it coming before everybody else.
Hey, let's not do that thing anymore and save money. And so, whatever. Moving on, next question. This is from Joey Joe Joe. Which group is more badass, the Evil League of Evil or the Guild of Calamitous Intent?
What is that from?
From the Venture Brothers.
Oh,
I thought it was... There's going to be the Guild of Superheroes. Did you see that recently?
Guild.
Well, okay.
The Sovereign, David Bowie leads the Guild. David Bowie can kick Bad Horse's ass
Because they have more of a... building than
yeah. Well, the
Evil League is still too
the
new.
Guild of Calamitous Intent is at least hundreds of years old right. that we know of.
Right.
I mean, I have to give
That's
it.
What
to
I'm
them.
Saying they got street cred.
Right.
Wait. Did any of you guys see the League of like worldwide superheroes or whatever?
No.
Or are what? You talking about the live action?
No.
Dorkfest.
I'm talking about real people that are like...
Oh, no, yeah.
No, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
And there was a guy like on CNN, he's like, I wear outfits and...
Yeah, I'm called like Nightman, and this is my partner Dayman, and like... We're champions of the sun.
Yeah.
Don't do that. It's going to be stuck in my head master again karate next week and, friendship. And a half.
Well, for everyone.
God damn it.
A Dayman.
Oh! Fighter of the night.
That was so good.
Electric Dream
Machine. I would go see that musical any day.
Baby boy, little boy, I love you.
It sounds like he wants to fuck this little boy.
You gotta pay the troll toll if you wanna get in this boy's hole.
Champion of the sun.
Gay.
Gay. Party and friendship for everyone.
Damn.
I love that one random, like,
gay! He's wearing a huge fucking codpiece. The guild owns over the Evil League just for sheer numbers and organization. Next. What is this? Isn't even a question. This is from Drum. Would Ty eat green eggs and ham? Because he wants me to read green eggs and ham in the voice of Ty. What a
well,
setup.
Well, you, sir, we are not going to fall for
what
that.
What a setup.
It is a new year, and we're on our A game.
That's a trap. I'm not going to fall in that trap.
It's a trap.
What are you talking about? You love talking like Ty.
I would do nothing but, given the option.
You should set up a different podcast just for that.
He should sing the song from the Grinch who stole... Bam!
And the Grinch's heart grew 3 sizes that day.
His liver grew 3 sizes that day.
God, Bill! My liver's exploding!
Santy, why are you taking a Christmas tree?
Shut up, Bill! Fucking silent!
By the way, Bill was Cindy Lou Who, by the way.
The Sammy Davis Jr. has been uploaded.
Good, excellent.
Yes,
excellent.
I approve. I would thumbs it up, but I'd have to log in first, and I don't have an
account. This one is funny. Jeff Bear says, whatever happened to the shitty movies that were circulating between the FBs? they vanished into the fucking ether.
Like, yeah, it's like a fart in the wind.
Yeah, 3 dudes got them, and then that was
all
the last
we
I
are
heard of it.
Farts in the wind.
Which is why I was willing to put my neck out on the line and send out a VHS tape.
Yeah, exactly.
Because Joel was like, you know you're going to get this back. And I was like... Yeah, I know.
We let.
I honestly wish it would have gone further through
12
the list.
People signed up, and I know for a fact that no more than 3 got it. It might have just been the first 2.
That makes me sad.
Oddly enough, one of them, it turned out, this was Bill. From the Fancy Bastard Forum, that his went to an old address after he moved, and then like an ex-roommate was like, oh, you got a tape like 6 months ago. Do you want it? And then that was the last I heard of it. I don't know what happened after that. I have all these addresses saved, like it's supposed to go to the next people. It's just over. This is from Trep.
We should
like
just keep sending them anyway.
McMore.
It's not like you don't have.
No. We'll use this to liquidate
right.
Eli's
exactly.
VHS collection.
That's
you know
what I'm saying.
Maybe we'll do that.
Did
maybe
you hear that the last company in America
you had like 2 boxes of shitty
distributed
DVDs.
VHS stopped?
Yep, they stopped
in fucking 2008.
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong? That should have stopped
they
in,
were making,
in like
they were still
1999.
Like 3 million a year.
That doesn't make sense.
They were still making 3 million a year.
They
I'm
were
not gonna,
still sending.
Was it like your
dude, if
cousins
make,
that
if,
were still buying them? What's
I'm
going on?
3 million a year. I'm not going to stop.
Yeah, me either. Maybe we should pick it back up. We should make Polaroid film and VHS tapes
out of this little
wait.
In this little room
and bundle it.
I have an idea. Let's not.
Okay. this is from Trep. If you had to live in a dystopia, 1984, Mad Max, A Boy and His Dog, never heard of that, etc., which one would it be? That's a pretty good one.
What?
A dystopia. Oh, wow. You know, Waterworld or The Matrix.
No. I would be in Waterworld if the water was gravy. But we've already established
that
fact.
We can't go back to that.
I have gravy gills.
Glug, 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 glug.
They filter the bacon bits out directly into my bloodstream.
He's a muto!
It's a good one.
Dystopia. Well, let's name our dystopias. We've got Mad Max, you know, and then further from that, we've got Beyond Thunderdome.
Does Blade Runner really count?
It's not really dystopian. It's
all dark and rainy and gross, but...
How about Doomsday?
That counts.
I haven't seen that.
Where there's a...
Did you not?
That's true. Have you not?
Were you not with us? Oh, my God. Okay, Eli, you need to lean over and high-five me. Thank you for showing that, because that owned my face way harder than I ever thought it would.
I guess I'll have to see that.
Okay, this is how the meeting for that went. Okay. let me just lay it down this way. Futuristic world.
Okay.
Castles.
Oh, sounds good.
Cannibals.
Oh, getting better.
Viruses.
We're over budget.
Hot girl.
Back under budget.
Bentley.
Yes.
A Bentley?
The Bentley is key.
Yes.
There's a Bentley?
There is
the
a Bentley.
Bentley is a plot point.
There's a 20-minute...
Like a $600,000 car?
Yes.
There's
a 20-minute...
There's like a 20-minute Bentley commercial in the movie. It's amazing.
It's pretty rad, actually.
It's so good.
Made me want one.
It's so good.
They basically ran out of money at the end of the movie, and we're like, fuck, how are we going to pay for this? And Bentley's like, you can do a 20-minute commercial for us, and we'll fucking pay for the rest of this fucker.
That's weird.
Deal. Yeah, it really was, because it even, like, when they're driving
a movie
down,
that no one's ever going to see.
When they're driving
seriously,
down,
the movie
and a car
so
that only the multi, like, bajillionaires can buy.
The car's driving down the English countryside, and they're doing, like, the
helicopter
shots,
flyover.
The kind,
like,
that you see in commercials, where, like, it zooms in on the tire and then zooms out.
That's like,
kind of goes around.
That's like KFC doing a Bentley commercial. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
No. The difference is that Doomsday was fucking awesome.
Okay.
It was actually pretty good, as long as you turn off the little voice in your head screaming, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense.
No, that's true.
You can actually,
you need to take that little voice and gag it and throw it down a well somewhere.
That's the guy.
And then throw dirt down the well and then put a cover over it.
Right.
And
oh,
then
like
take a welding torch and weld that cover onto that well.
Like,
oh,
that
God,
movie.
That's not what I did.
And then nuke it.
Like the ring.
No, the ring was just good.
Oh.
That was a Gore Verbinski movie.
No, what
and
he's saying
can't.
Is that's what they did.
You
to
have
the
to turn
girl.
Up, yeah. That guy in your
Wait,
head. With
so
it.
You make.
What are we talking about?
No,
Eli has the conch.
We're talking about the guy.
Eli has
head,
the conch.
The guy in your headset. The guy in your head who has the headset and all the paper and is going like, wait a minute.
Whoa,
guys. Where did that come
from? Wait,
what copy are you reading? This doesn't make sense.
No. Because remember, there was that one part. There's that one part where I ran out to go to the bathroom real quick to pee, and I come running back in the room, and I don't want to spoil it for Joel, but the tone of the movie changed so dramatically in the 30 seconds I was out of the room.
Yeah.
I was so confused, but it didn't matter because it was still awesome.
Huh. I'll tell you, the only reason I saw that movie...
Okay, wait. So to answer Trep's question
and
of which
really
dystopia
gory.
Would you live in, your answer
Doomsday.
Is watch Doomsday.
Yes.
Okay,
correct.
Good enough.
It's kind of a cop-out answer, but I'll
accept
it.
I would go with Beethoven the Second.
The puppy dog movie?
Dystopian?
Mm-hmm.
How is that dystopian?
This is going to be a f***ing disaster.
Beethoven. Second. Beethoven second.
That's all
that's
that yours.
All he,
that's his story and he's sticking to it, folks.
He's like, I take the fifth now.
Beethoven's
fifth. God damn it.
Beethoven's fifth.
I want to throw a beverage on you now.
Does anyone have a real answer for that question? No.
No.
Good.
I'm trying to think of other dystopias.
Cox. I guess Brazil.
Hang on. Let's see if the chat room is giving us answers.
No. Running Man.
Battle Royale doesn't count. They're just on an island, not a dystopia.
They're just Japanese.
I'd be Running Man would be a good one because you get to watch badass
that's
shows.
True. Is that the one with the three boobs?
No. That was Total Recall.
It was Total Recall.
God, Denise,
I don't
even know that.
Why I get that confused.
Get your ass to Mars.
I have no idea.
Get your ass to Mars.
I would say Idiocracy, but that.
The goggles, they do nothing.
That was not in that movie.
Am I thinking of something else?
It's from The Simpsons.
That's totally
perfect. Rainier Wolfcastle says that during
the
Radioactive Man movie.
Why am I thinking that's... Oh, I'm thinking where the eyes keep bulging out when they go out on the surface.
Wow,
that's what I'm thinking.
Oh, that was a reference fail.
Holy shit. That was just like my
the
brain
reference,
shorted.
They do nothing.
Better luck next time.
That's the title of the show. Next thing. Akira. Denise would live in that because she's Ching Chong.
Wait,
whoa.
Akira.
Do I get the bike?
Oh, Tank Police! That was the anime where everyone lives under a dome in Japan because there's a virus, and the police drive tanks that destroy the city, like, just to get down the street.
What?
And there's cat ladies.
Ooh.
Whatever.
That, we got that now.
Cat Lady Xanadu.
My Google search googled up porn, I think. So I'm not.
For what?
Well done, Denise. She typed dicks. No.
She typed throbbing cocks.
Taint no, police. I typed tank police.
She actually typed taint police.
Did you hear?
I do not want
there that. Was a quote where they said that, you know, the senator that Blagojevich appointed to Illinois had his taint. Like, they were like, he's got the taint of Blagojevich on him.
Yes! Yes!
He sure does.
He has Blagojevich's taint all over him.
Yes!
You can just smell it on him.
Goal!
Oh. Taint. Refreshing taint. Dr. Pepper MD says, one, I need to know what Josh thinks of the bacon cheddar gordita crunch.
I haven't had it. Okay, here's something that I need to make extremely clear. Fast food and does not have bacon. They call it bacon. It is not bacon.
That's what it's he points like, out. He thinks it tastes like bacon.
It's like that.
Oh, I didn't even read that. But that dog treat I commercial. Refuse to eat bacon. I will bacon. Specifically.
Bacon strips.
When I go to. Right. When I go to Burger King, when you get a number two, which is the double. Here in Texas, it's the Texas double, and it automatically comes with bacon, and I right. make them take it off. I don't want to have to take it off myself, because it's going to taint the burger.
It's got bacon taint.
Yeah. Fast food bacon is, like, the worst thing in the world. It's fucking Shut terrible. Phone? It's worse than the Holocaust.
There. Wow.
What?
Jesus.
Really?
Sorry.
Wow.
There was quietness.
It's
I had
not
to fill it.
Even,
he also says,
not even kosher.
What do we think about the Geek Madness Secretary for
the Holocaust
Affairs?
Certainly was kosher.
Let's see what this is. Jesus, guys.
Yeah. Thanks for the layup, Denise. Jesus.
I haven't read this enough to know anything about it. So moving on. All right. This question's been answered 100 times, but we'll go ahead and go through it again. This is from a based set, which sounds like a new commenter, so I'll give them the benefit of the doubt of not knowing. Hey, Joel, I was wondering what your musical career spans, what instruments you've played, and what bands you've played
Saxophone.
With. Saxophone. Started with the sax.
Saxophone.
Saxophone. Which is all I can do with it now. I think I can play a major scale and go, saxophone. I still remember
your
the solo.
Your mother must be so proud.
Do you know,
I remember almost
do you
every
want
solo
to know
I
how
ever
sad,
played.
How sad this is. So they bought me that saxophone.
Uh-huh.
When, okay, sixth grade starts, and you're like, I want to be a band! And
yay!
Like, okay, that means you need an instrument. So the only music shop in Beaumont comes to the school, and they're like, we are the only people in the world that provide instruments. And so they sell us a saxophone for like $1,700.
Jeez.
But, you know, you can get a used one for like $150. But it just...
Yeah.
Mom didn't think that way, I guess. So...
You done got raped.
This was like, you have to play this for the rest of your life. It's yeah. one of the reasons I stayed in band for so long.
And so you later, had to earn it.
So later... Hey, get me a Coke.
Hey, give me a whatever.
No, don't get him anything.
God damn it.
Later, I quit band and I moved away. And then my mom calls me and she's like, do you want your saxophone? I said, no, I'll never play it again. She's like, fine, I'm selling it. I'm like, go for it. I don't care. She sells it for like, I think like $450 or something. Okay, the lady she sells it to calls her back a few years later. And she's like, hey, my daughter's not playing saxophone anymore. Just wanted to know if for any reason you wanted this back. And my mom calls me. And she's like, do you want your saxophone back? And I'm like, oddly enough, yes. Like... I would actually like to play it again.
The nostalgia
someday.
Finally kicks
yeah.
in, and
yeah.
you
I'm
have
like,
to know if you
I'm
can
like
still
22,
do it.
And I want to know if I can play it or whatever. The lady charges her $550 for it.
Makes
$100, and that was like my Christmas.
Years
present.
Later, used what the? It's yeah. like third hand.
Yeah. Oh no, her justification was that it had a new case. Oh okay, sure.
Yeah. Wow, you got owned.
So I've
so
got
bad.
It.
You better
it.
Play it now.
Never played it.
You know it's what? You know what? Nice. Next podcast, I think you need to do
I
like
can't
a little recital.
Because it will wake up the
Sax
neighborhood.
My phone.
Pretty sure I don't
it would
care.
Sound like what Denise is doing. Back on my phone.
I can play that. That sounds easy.
Back on my phone. I can still play the big solo that we had for our big high school super jam that we had to play. I knew the solo for that. I can still play it, including the run that I just faked because it was impossible. There's a whole set of keys.
Uh-huh.
There's a whole set of keys at the very top of a saxophone that you can only play with the palm of your left hand.
Uh-huh.
And they're basically never utilized. They are like the
right.
fourth octave register. And you kind of just fiddle with those at one point. Like, it's like a two-hand tapping guitar solo on the saxophone, and we just faked it.
Yeah, that's, you weren't very good.
No, no. So I played sax, moved on to guitar, and lost all interest in saxophone whatsoever. I was strictly a bass player for a while, and then I play a fair amount of percussion, hand drums. And though Josh would disagree, I do own and possess the ability to play a piano slightly.
No, you have your own technique.
I can only play songs that I already know on guitar.
It's
you
wrong.
No. It's he plays it like you play a guitar, and that's totally fine. Because I, can play I cannot
chords,
do that.
I can play. Like,
did you not get me a beverage?
Oh yeah, I forgot.
Son of a bitch!
I told him not to.
I'm gonna get two
now.
That's
right. That's right.
Harsh.
And I'm going to pour one down the sink.
Hey, they're Emily's,
or the
so
floor.
You talk to her about that.
And I'm going to blame it on you.
Whatever, dude. Yeah, Josh can actually read music and, like, play what he can read. And I can, like, if you were like, hey, let's jam in A, I could do that. And he can't do that. So I'm better than him. But he can play, like, classical shit that's, like, crazy impressive.
I can kind of understand
I can play... I can play chords on a piano. Right. I can figure out songs on a piano, especially if I already know them on guitar. Uh-huh. And I can sometimes figure out lead, but I can't read piano music, nor
gotcha.
Can I play lead with both hands like you're supposed to be able to.
Yeah.
That, to me, you have to be a cyborg to do that. I can't do that.
Oh, yeah, I took piano lessons for a long time, and none of it stuck. It's really hard.
You know what you
out.
Need in your life is what? An instrument.
Yeah,
you're the only person at this
I
table that doesn't play
just
an instrument.
Saying, just never took.
You need to learn an instrument.
Did not take.
Hey, this is that song.
Yeah,
yeah.
That song.
What is this called?
Paper Planes.
And is this in Slumdog Millionaire?
Yes.
Yes.
Which that was a really poignant song for this movie. I was like, this really fits.
Yeah, really.
Josh, I was just saying that whereas you can read music and then play the things you can read.
Right.
I can play Bush songs and Foo Fighters songs, so I'm better than you.
That is true. You tend to be more popular at parties because of that.
Yeah. That's funny. I was.
Turns out classical people don't like that
no.
at house parties.
It's way more impressive to me. It's like fantastically impressive. But then I'm like, hey, like play a blues riff in A. And he's like, bleh?
Yeah, whatever.
You can play Tchaikovsky.
Yeah, so I took one of your drinks despite you.
Okay.
So, huh.
Enjoy it. One of Josh's friends comes over from out of town. And can we say where he works now? Jim?
Not till the next podcast.
Damn it. Okay.
One more.
He has the most awesome job ever. I'll just say that.
Yeah.
I can't imagine there's a person that listens to this that wouldn't envy his job, including me and at least Eli and Josh.
Yeah, definitely me.
More me.
I'm filled with... I'm so proud and so happy.
Sad and sad at the same time.
And I'm...
Why not me?
He actually because
he's not that good.
He was actually trying to get me an entry level like, intern job there.
Can we say where he did what he did used to do?
Oh yeah,
he used to do freelance CG for Battlestar, Terminator.
What was the shitty remake? Not Nightmare.
Yeah, Bionic Woman.
Bionic Woman.
Yeah, but dude, Battlestar. Come on.
Okay, his first CG job was on SeaQuest DSV.
Oh,
they
shit.
Had CG in that show.
Did
yeah. I thought
he
just had a talking dolphin.
Did he meet the dolphin?
Darwin's a bitch.
I like how they got the guy from Jaws to be in that movie.
So anyway, he comes over, and I, you know, Josh can like sit down and fiddle away some classical bullshit that's crazy hard. It took him a week to learn it, and I sit down and I started playing like a Radiohead song that doesn't have any piano in it, and he's like, "Wow, you're really talented!" And Josh's like, "God damn it!" I'm so sick of this shit.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
It's like, fuck yes, I win. It's like the karaoke version
like,
of piano.
You fucking spam chords, and I'm like running
right?
trills up down fucking 30-second
yeah.
notes.
I can't.
Whore.
I can only play a major scale. I can't even play a minor scale on the piano. It's terrible.
I'm trying to do fucking Rachmaninoff over here, and you're just like, hey,
it's yeah. I can play Creed songs on piano. Thank you. Thank you very much. It's Rachmaninoff.
I can do Coldplay songs.
It opens the door to Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory.
That's
so,
not what that song was.
Watch this clip. You know what? When you tell us to watch a clip, we typically don't do it ahead of time, so that's the problem, is we can't do that. Damn it. It's about how stupid Americans are. Eli, can you play this?
It's only a minute long. Listen for the ending.
Well, hang on. My browser crashed. So I'm reopening.
All right, we'll come back to that. This is from Eddie. Assemble your own league of extraordinary gentlemen. 5 to 6 figures from literature and tall tales. What a good one.
Dumbledore.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, shit. Good call.
Albus
Wait,
Dumbledore.
Are we going to do this as a group?
Yeah. We're all going to just one big group.
Yeah. That's fine.
Paul Bunyan.
No, that's cool. But he has to come with Babe.
Babe, the Blue Ox.
But they count as one.
Yeah, that collectively they are.
He's wielding her like an axe.
Damn it. He's riding her.
Well, then I would like
while wielding his axe.
I would like to throw in as a substitute when he's busy that we use Tex from
Texas State Fair. From the Texas State Fair. Yes,
that's a good one.
Yes.
Oh, welcome man. To the Texas State Fair.
That's only when
he shows up and he never moves.
Right.
He's there for moral support.
Tall, and he's got his hand up waving. And his gigantic mechanical jaw that can crush cars. Truckosaurus.
Well, wait, does that count?
Does that count? Dumbledore,
okay.
Truckosaurus,
it does say figures from literature.
I've seen a pamphlet
no,
with Truckosaurus.
At no point does Truckosaurus... You can't use the word Truckosaurus and literature in the same sentence.
I've seen a promotional pamphlet. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday at the Astrodome. Truckosaurus.
Bring the kids!
Yeah. Whoa, which one's which?
This one's mine.
Oh, this is my old one. Okay. I don't want to get your mouth feces or whatever it is you've got.
What? Whoa.
I would... Oh.
Herpes. I'm sorry.
See, my problem is that I'm sticking to the aerial because I was going to say...
You're doing local only?
Yeah, I was going to say Sam Houston, the one that's off of...
Oh, yes! Right. Down by 40.
Yes.
Oh, or 45. Right.
80-foot tall granite that. Sam Houston.
Yeah, where he's like standing there. He's like...
Oh, I get
laser eyes.
Wow, really?
I get touched
down
Jesus.
No, come on.
Touchdown Jesus?
Yeah.
Okay, just Jesus then.
No, specifically touchdown Jesus. No.
But not...
Can we go back? Bus. Can we go back and keep this in literature?
Oh.
Okay.
Come on, let's...
Fine.
Okay, okay. Atreyu?
King Solomon.
Atreyu and not Falcor?
No.
Atreyu writing... No, he's got to be writing Artax. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it has to be Artax.
Artax!
Yeah.
Say my name, Bastion. Okay.
Say my name.
Say it, bitch.
This is it. One grain of sand.
Say it, you fucker.
That is all that is left of
say
Fantasia.
It.
Oh, don't ruin this for me.
My God, say my fucking name, you cunt. You know you like it? That's it.
Wow, stop it.
Giant throbbing dick!
What?
Say it! Oh, say my, I don't know your name! Make one up, bitch! Just pull my hair and call me
Nancy!
Wow. Say my name and call me Nancy!
Oh god, why are we talking about the childlike empress like this?
I fucking hate you, guys.
Because she was childlike, but she was hundreds of years old. She was legal.
Actually, right.
There was grass on Fantasia.
The actress playing her was not. This
I don't care.
You're going to hell, dude.
What, if I believed in it.
Hey-o.
Wait, so are we anywhere closer to...
Oh, hey, let's start over. Okay, so we've got Jesus, Albus Dumbledore.
No, I take away Jesus.
No, I'm putting him in.
Right.
Mythical figures from literature. Jesus and Albus Dumbledore.
Right.
Who else?
I still want Atreyu in there.
Atreyu, writing Artax. Okay. That's getting good. We need someone who's like the leader. Indiana Jones.
He's not literary.
He would own it.
Is he literary?
There's books.
No.
Damn
no.
It. James Bond.
James Bond counts as literary.
James Bond.
That counts as literary.
Sean Connery as
so
James
Jason
Bond.
Bourne.
Well, then
Jason
I
Bourne
then, yeah.
Jason Bourne can be the up and coming spy that like
that's
spars
yeah.
with James
right.
Bond.
I say the leader is Jaws.
I will.
Jaws was literary.
I will allow
true.
It.
Peter Benchley.
Yeah.
I will
up
allow
in that
it.
Shit.
He is the
was
leader.
Was it a book first?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
So they're like in this big badass like Hall of Justice sort of thing, and they're like waiting for the leader to come, and he comes flopping in like. He just kind of like throws up, and like half a body comes out of his mouth,
a license plate and some chum,
and then he just like turns
chum.
Around and jumps back,
and a keel from a boat, flop, splash.
Yeah. So
while two guys with like little cups of water just like throwing him on him,
keep him hydrated,
keep him moist.
They're spraying him down with spritzers.
That really doesn't... That doesn't really seem like something you'd look for in a leader.
Snap!
He's awfully high maintenance.
But see, that's the thing. Nobody wants to fuck with him because he's a shark. Because
he's Jaws.
They feed him boats full of Richard Dreyfuss. It's feeding time.
They
throw another boat in the tank.
They just clone Richard Dreyfuss, yeah. And it's great.
Like
that's
a dozen.
That's all he eats.
Yeah. Jaws was a book written by Peter Benchley. The follow-up was called Beast, or The Beast, which was about a giant squid that killed people at sea.
Oh, wow. That's a genre, then.
Yeah, it was just like, giant. Okay.
After that, it was a hermit crab that annoyed people on a beach.
Hermit crab! A single jellyfish!
There's at least one jellyfish now!
Oh my god. The second page is some guy peeing on your leg and then it's over. It really wasn't that bad.
Alright, play the YouTube clip from talking about America, talking to
that was
Americans.
Such a
fail. Yeah, I know.
It's fine.
It was recently revealed that 70% of grade 7 students in Canada couldn't find their state on an unmarked map and also couldn't name their congressman. Do you think this indicates that there's a crisis in our education system in Canada?
I think that that would definitely indicate a crisis.
That's pretty sad, yeah.
Yeah? What about yourself?
Yeah, I think it's disgraceful.
It's just making fun of
Americans. People are that unaware of the world that they live in.
Current state in Canada, there's probably not that many of them.
Are we missing visuals here?
There's like...
No, it's a guy from Canada asking people that children in Canada couldn't find their state or their congressman, of which they have neither. And the Americans are like, that is fucked up.
Oh, I didn't realize he was asking Americans.
That's fucked
up. A recent survey in Canada showed that 70% of grade 7 students couldn't find their home state on an unmarked map. Do you believe that this shows that there's a crisis in Canada's public education system?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes.
Hang on. Canada has provinces.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. The faced. Little, like, 8-year-old kid
faced.
That's pretty
kid,
great.
Like, faced. So his question is, I know they edit the show, but are Americans actually that unaware of other countries? I'm assuming this dig is not from America.
Where's Canada again?
Exactly. Yes,
it's,
America's...
America's hat.
Yes. Yeah. Not all Americans are that dumb, especially about Canada, but I would say as far as, like...
In general?
Living globally, I bet most Americans couldn't find Iraq on a map. Nor do they understand like who's fighting in Iraq. Or...
There's actually some stupid flash game that I found that was literally at the bottom of it was just the names of countries and the map was blank and you had to drag the name onto the map and then it would tell you how stupid
those
you were.
Those hijinks probably. Hijinks for fancy bastards.
I think I played that.
Springheel Jack in the chat room says it's like Narnia. It's where Iraq is. It's through a wardrobe.
It's bigger on the inside than on the outside.
That's like a TARDIS.
What she said.
You can't do that to yourself.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Michael. It doesn't work. next question. Man, I better get that extraordinary gentleman question back off that audio.
We never actually rounded it out, but we'll...
Whatever. Okay. I'm over. I'm so sad
now. No, we finished it with Jaws. Like, where do you...
Yeah,
right.
Jaws wins.
Jaws tied
up.
You
can't really top that, so...
Lard Boy, I think we've already done this, but Lard Boy says, "If Denise appears to have moved so quickly back into employment, does that mean she's better than the rest of the crew?"
I always
yes. Where do each of the lesser HE crew members rank on the scale of bestness beneath Denise? Me.
It's terrible.
I win.
And how are you qualifying that statement?
With goodness.
He owns right. The podcast.
And bestitude.
I mean,
he's gonna edit it out and be like, "And the best one is me."
And then, and then Josh, and like, I'll find Josh going, "Give me a high five."
Boosh,
faced. Well, two of the people at this table quickly found. Let's see, Denise found employment and left voluntarily. Josh swindled his old job back, and Eli and I are
Boosh.
Still left out in the gutters.
Right.
How are those gutters these days? It's been
cold,
a while.
Cold and rainy.
Yeah,
shivery.
It's cold and flu season, by the way.
Yeah, sickening.
Don't get sick.
Scabby. Yeah. It's scabby. It's.
What does that even mean?
It smells like farts. It's bad.
I thought you liked farts.
What? It
smells like fart sandwiches.
Brazilian fart porn.
What?
Man, it's been a long time since we had a GarageBand fail. That was pretty epic.
Yeah, that was a. That was only funny for you scrolling backwards, and then the actual waveform is just completely solid.
Yeah, let's see what it happens when it's all done.
You should go back and play it over
You know what
the
that
air.
Was probably? Is that was probably the whole thing that we lost. Anyway, the Stig comes back and says, "I just started watching BSG. I'm guessing you're on season one then. Is there anything in the story arcs or character developments I should pay attention to or any other recommendations about watching BSG?"
Just fucking watch it.
All of it.
There's an interesting story arc about... Ty's eye.
Yeah, pay attention to Ty's eye. There's like watch it at all times.
There's like a whole sub-story.
Bill!
Battlestar.
One of them like retires.
Yeah. One of the eyes retired.
There was a TV movie. No, one of the short movies was about his eye.
It was aired only one night, and yeah, it was just like the travels of his eye.
Yeah.
On the Battlestar.
Well, because one of his eyes is a
traveling
Cylon.
Eye.
One of his eyes is a Cylon. The other one isn't.
Yeah, and they were torn. It was
literally.
It was some of sci-fi.
You can't even answer that question because you would have to say all of it.
Yes.
Because it all comes around over and over and over and over. Though. Never
there
was that show more thrilling than season one.
Yes, absolutely.
Season one of that show left me like
absolutely
out
true.
Of breath after each episode.
No. That is completely true overall. But no single moment has been better than season three. Episode
yeah, that's
four.
True. That's it. Okay,
which that was that.
I
which
stood.
One was
that? Well, okay,
this one.
I stood.
Yes. That's absolutely that right. That's
I stood up
right.
off the couch, which
I peed.
I don't like doing. Why the fuck would I ever want to stand up?
Right.
And I
your
cheered.
Knees buckled.
I. Screamed and cheered like a fucking sports fan.
I peed,
and it was beautiful.
It was
and
awesome.
And my pants.
So there you go. That's actually the big payoff for all
good,
three
that's
seasons.
True. That's true.
Is the finale
they
of season
just,
three?
They should have just finished that.
Yeah,
that
man,
that,
that was tasty.
Awesome.
Oh, so and that season was such a bummer too. Not it like bad show, but like my God, I'm depressed. Like
yeah.
This is getting depressing.
I remember that. It's weird.
Fat Lee and like everything sucked.
Although I think
that was funny.
One of my favorite episodes, I can't remember the title anymore, but it's when they're in the boxing ring.
Uh-huh.
That was
that's
a great
maybe,
episode.
Yeah,
a lot of people
my
hated
favorite.
A lot of people hated
really?
That episode.
Those people were dumb.
I loved that episode.
It's one of my favorite
we are
ones.
All pissed at each other, so we are literally going to beat the shit out of each
it
other.
Was
for
well,
an
I
hour.
Loved how like they start awesome. By taking off the dog tags and like that's such an important thing.
Yeah, they're like we're no longer ranked. There's no rank here. We're just going to kick ass.
It's like whatever happens and we'll deal with it later.
Yeah. That was so great.
I love that like the women fought with the men also.
Who
I thought
did
that
Adama
was so great.
Fight?
Didn't he fight Starbuck?
No, not
or did
Lee.
He fight
wasn't
Lee?
He fights Lee.
He fights Lee.
No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, I thought he did.
He fight? No, he fights. What's his name? Tyrell, doesn't he?
Chief.
Doesn't he fight Chief?
Maybe it's been a while.
Yeah.
Actually, he might.
I'm almost
because
certain
no,
he
because
does.
Chief had been like a
Chief
on the rag for a while, and
yeah,
Adama
was
like
was,
shape up, boy,
right.
And he was like, man, I hate my wife, and then
no,
he does fight
no,
Chief.
Chief.
They say
was,
in the room he fights Chief.
Yeah, Chief was pissed at Adama because Adama made him come back on the ship.
Oh.
Because he wanted to stay on the planet because he had a kid now.
Right.
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 Yeah, I remember. Right. I remember.
All right, next question.
I have something.
Go ahead. Over to you, Eli.
My New Year's is pretty much done as Sammy Davis Jr. has now been officially added to Urban Dictionary.
As being lopsided titties?
Basically one that looks ahead and one that looks to the other direction.
Wow.
And
you win.
I need everybody to give me some thumbs up on those.
What did I say the title was going to be? Because I think now it's going to be Sammy Davis Jr.
Wait, did you change the definition?
No, somebody... I don't know. I guess they changed that, or somebody added that. I didn't put that in there.
Yeah, the thing that you wrote's not in here anymore.
Yeah, I know, but whatever.
But the
oh,
word
you know
is
what?
Up here.
They actually.
No, this is skull fucking.
Wait, what the?
Wait,
hell?
What the hell is this?
This is different completely.
That's not the right one.
This
yeah,
isn't yours.
What is this? They sent me back a link, and that was it.
No, not different.
Oh, that's different. Somebody. Oh.
I hate it. I'm angry now. All right, moving on.
Wait.
I can't wait for you any longer. Scandal?
No, actually...
Turns out, Eli's full of shit.
No, it turns out I'm back...
The new year is ruined!
Yeah, I'm back on the prowl, and my new year is not sewed up, so I'm going to have to get back on this and get back to you.
Keep well, working. More news on that as it develops, Eli. Cox. This is from... Roronix. I can never say this person's name. Roronix... This was something I was asked on Twitter and asked them to put it in the questions. What are your expectations about the Dragon Ball movie?
Nothing.
I want
nothing.
To get
no.
stoned out of my mind and just wait for the charging. No. I'm going to take a hit from the bong every single time that happens. And it's going... to be wonderful for me.
it's over 9,000!
This is going to be a f***ing disaster.
When you consider the source material...
Which is complete crap.
Which it doesn't matter if you liked it. If you enjoyed it, great. Actually, I'm glad you enjoyed it, does, but it was shitty.
It does matter if you liked it, because that is the dumbest shit on the fucking planet.
The first time I was introduced to that was the first time it was airing in America. And they're actually making it here in Dallas, actually. And,
what?
Yeah.
Dragon Ball was dubbed in Fort Worth.
Matt Armstrong's dad is one of the voices.
Shut up.
I'm
really?
Not
what's
kidding.
His name? Yeah.
Piccolo.
Matt Armstrong's dad.
No, what's his dad name?
I don't remember, but I met him. And yeah, I was at their sound studio where they did that.
Yeah, I auditioned for it, actually. Wow. Which was weird.
Shut up. Really?
Yeah. When I was 20, I think.
Oh, shit.
They had a... I actually called them every day for like 3 weeks when I found out they were here. And finally they said, just come in for an audition. Leave us alone.
Nice.
And that was a lot of fun, but no, I
you
didn't
got blown part. Off in person, bitch.
I did get in the voting for one of the characters online.
Which one?
A cat. Yeah, like a little cat guy.
Didn't George Clooney voice the cat in one of the South Park episodes? Oh, the gay dog. That's right. Never mind.
What?
In the South Park episode about the gay dog.
In season one of South Park.
That was George Clooney.
Yeah.
He was the first
George
celebrity
Clooney
voice.
Is actually one of the people responsible for that show even existing.
Oh, okay, wait, we're off track.
Sorry,
okay.
sorry.
So, Dragon Ball...
is retarded.
When it first started airing in the U.S., one of my roommates was watching it with enthusiasm. And
because
like, what
he was
the
retarded.
Fuck is this? And like 5 episodes in, they hadn't stopped charging, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? But then somehow I got interested in it and like started trying to follow the story.
Are you bullshitting me?
Only to find out, well, I would be like...
No. Straight up.
Listen. I was like, wait, why is this guy this thing? Why? This doesn't make any sense. So I started reading like Wikipedia articles on it and stuff, and I'm like...
Your Wikipedia Dragon Ball
still doesn't make any sense.
Not
like,
really
nothing
to.
Sensical about this.
Joel,
no, there's really
yeah.
not.
This may be too much.
Whatever.
I may have to never come back.
Whatever. I didn't watch the show. I just wanted to know why things were happening or not happening. I did really enjoy, though, finding out all of the sexual stuff they removed for the U.S. version.
What?
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Oh, well, that would make sense.
There was a lot...
You're like, yeah, oh, yeah.
There was an ongoing, like, plot device where when Goku or Gohan was a little boy, that people would look at his penis and make fun of him.
Yeah, that makes
like,
sense.
He's got a little bitty penis! Oh!
Very, very Japanese.
And then Master Roshi was always looking at titties and asses, and they took all that out.
Yeah, that makes sense, too.
He was like always like doing upskirts and shit.
It's a big thing in anime, at least the old stuff, where there's like the old pervy guy.
The old movie pervy looks guy. Like balls. The movie looks terrible. I really feel bad for James Marsters for being
that's
in that.
It's his fault.
Probably yeah. his rent's fault. He probably needed some work, but man, does that look like a shit of a turd. So, that's all
wow.
I can say. Well. What does he say here? I hope that the expectation about the movie is better in the U.S. than here in Brazil. Dragon Ball is actually really big in Brazil.
That's weird.
It is weird. Every fan is joining the creation of a faction against the movie.
That's funny.
That's
kind of funny because that...
Brazil had their own dub, though.
Oh,
Portuguese.
Sure. No,
yeah.
That cartoon is huge everywhere, but
yeah.
here...
But
almost.
Brazil's really big on anime,
yeah.
like mm-hmm. second to Japan.
Yeah.
Their dub is waxed.
What?
Never mind.
Fuck you.
Don't worry about
what that means.
Denise does.
Is that like a slant-eyed thing that I don't know
what?
About? What are you talking about?
Brazilian wax.
Next question.
Joel.
This is from Just Christine.
Good lord.
This is from Just Christine, who, by the way, needs to tell us if the love connection worked from the last episode.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to know.
That's a
if it
point.
Didn't, then email me. If it did, let us know. How does it make you feel that there's probably going to be a ninth season of Smallville?
I don't know, Joel. Are you overjoyed?
Talk about.
I mean, really,
Joel's gone to the corner to cry.
You've been waiting for this moment for 8 Shh. Long seasons, and now it's here.
Shut your
number hole. 9.
I was so close to being free.
You
every
are
time
not.
I get out,
like,
every time I get
you just,
out,
you just came not. Up for parole and got denied,
yeah.
bitch.
Oh.
I just got stamped. Go get your ass raped in prison again.
You are not going
very,
back to watching that.
Very Shawshank, where you're walking back to the yard. Wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, now Joel.
No, Smallville is the sisters, as far as I'm concerned.
Like,
they found me in a laundry room, and they are fucking me in the ass.
I'm up for rejection this week.
If you want to compare this to Shawshank,
when Smallville finally gets canceled, it's going to be like Shawshank, because Joel is going to be the old man who goes home and doesn't know how to cope with it, and then fucking...
I can't live in the real world. I'm going to hang myself.
Hangs himself. That's what Smallville is to Joel. Smallville is comfort.
It's going to say Joel
was familiarity.
Here. Yeah, it's hateful familiarity.
It's the only thing he knows.
It's like being in prison.
I don't want to talk about
just
it.
Just run with the, I don't want to talk the analogy about it. Here. You know I'm right.
I feel so bad. Oh. Hey, this is actually a really...
We are staging an intervention.
This is really good. I don't think anyone at this table knows this, and I am just floored for this information. This is from Plastered Lyric. Were you aware that without 7 of 9, there's a good chance that the election of President Barack Obama probably would not have come to pass? And I'm like, whatever, shut up. And then I read this. Jerry Ryan's husband, Jack, was Obama's contender in the 2004 bid for Illinois senator.
I heard that.
Set to win until he dropped out because of claims made by Jerry during their divorce trial.
Jerry
Let's hear
Ryan.
It for 7 of 9.
7 of 9.
Rocking that bodysuit and that little teeny tiny Borg thing. That was bullshit.
She said that he was like a swinger or something and wanted to take her to all of these sex clubs, and she didn't want to. It was crazy. So
and this
scandalous.
Guy was trying to be like a public servant from fucking Illinois? No!
She traveled back in time from the 24th century to make sure
to
that Barack Obama was president. Wow.
Resistance is futile.
Resistance apparently is futile. You know, she was banging Brennan Braga for a while.
Who?
The main guy from that produces Star Trek and gave us...
Well, that's not surprising.
Gave us Enterprise.
Wow.
Because he's a dickhole.
Could she at least have pulled, like, a Black Widow and eaten him afterwards or something? Like, that would have done us a service.
I'm scared to click on this. All it says, it's from Melkor, and it says this is specifically for Denise.
Uh-oh. What is that?
I don't know.
I saw that. It's
it's about A Song of Ice and Fire.
Yeah, you've already seen that.
No, we've already commented on it.
I haven't seen it.
It's the cup that falls over.
The little short thing. Oh,
yeah,
that's
I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't either. Actually, hold on.
It's like a chalice.
Never mind. I get
it's
it.
Like a, yeah, I guess it's like a chalice, but okay, like somebody comes out to grab it and they just knock it over and that's it. Like the video is like all of like 1 second.
It's like 3 seconds long.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what that means.
Last
Denise,
question.
Would you like to explain it, or does it matter?
It doesn't matter.
Okay. Last question of the night comes from Tarmaninden, who, by the way, is posting the best of HE Podcast clips on YouTube.
Kick ass.
And also, once he's done, or at least, you know,
that
done a bunch
awesome,
of them,
actually.
I'm going to get the audio and make a page for them.
Kick ass.
But go to the Fancy Bastard Forum at hijinxandsue.com/forum. And you can see a stickied post at the very top, HE Podcast Highlights. If you're trying to get a friend turned on to the podcast and don't want them to listen to a whole two-hour thing, there are some highlights in the last 10 or so episodes.
It's surprisingly listenable in about a three-minute chunk.
It is. I'm going to edit it all together into like a super episode of like the best stuff ever. Out of context.
For like filler when we're
Joel's going to do the editing. It's going to be 30 minutes of just Joel.
Yeah. Isn't that... how it already is.
I mean, it really is.
Wait, where am I?
Joel Watson. Now you can own this 30-volume CD set.
Brought to you by Time Life.
Over 200 hours on 3 CDs.
With clips of Joel, such as, I'm so awesome.
And, look at my balls. And, sure you love my balls.
The tip is so shiny.
Wow.
What?
God damn. And then there would be a whole other bonus CD of non sequiturs from Eli.
Yeah.
That's like when,
I broke her taco.
That's like when, tacos were president. What? No, I don't know. I'm drunk.
Then I mowed his yard.
Yeah. The end. The last question.
Then they cut his grass.
Last question from Tarm. What? That was weird. Last question. And this was on the forum recently. Are any of you at Fancy Bastards picking up on Supernatural?
I don't even know what that is.
That's showing
that
the
UPN?
WB.
Oh, yeah, that sucks. I watched the first... I watched... Okay,
Everyone
in
the forum disagrees with you. They say it's
really?
As good as early Buffy.
Because, yeah, no. I watched the first two episodes, and it's like X-Files light with two pretty boys. I don't know. I just did not...
The first two episodes of Buffy were lame,
take
too.
Take it. I was trying to find something to fill the loss of X-Files,
well,
and that did not do it.
I had always written it off completely. Like, completely dismissed. Two WB pretty boys chasing ghosts, I don't care.
Right.
But the entire forum went apeshit about it and said that I'm wrong, that it's like the best show for sci-fi supernatural on TV right now.
I just don't know.
So?
I just don't know.
I said I believe you, but I still doubt I'll ever see it because it's just unlikely.
Anyway, it's like on the fourth season now probably or something, isn't it? Like probably too late to catch up.
All I know is it's Jared Padalecki from Gilmore Girls.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Jensen Ackles from Smallville.
Oh, is that where he's
then you should be all up in that junk.
That was the main reason I did not watch it.
How have you not let this show, like, teabagged you already? Like, you should want it.
I let it give me the ink teabag. It dipped its balls in ink and then dipped it in my mouth.
Wow. Now your tongue is blue.
And then give me a gorilla mask.
Gorilla mask.
Man, oh man. So, we're pretty much done. Anybody got anything else?
Nope.
Nah, I'm good.
Right at the 2-hour and 8-minute mark.
Oh, you should put that lost chunk in the vault. That's where you should put it.
No, I want it back in the show. Speaking of the vault, if you want to continue to support Hijinks and Sue, check out vault.hijinksandsue.com, where we post bonus podcast material, the post show, desktops, wallpapers, iPhone desktops, making of art junk, secrets of the universe.
Secrets. Kill yourself.
And check out hijinksandsue.com/donations if you want to make a one-time donation or subscribe to the vault. If you make a one-time donation, you'll get access for that whole month. If you subscribe for any dollar amount, you'll get access every month. And it's fun.
Because of the interest, it'll be worth billions of dollars.
And that's true.
Oh, I like money.
Don't
I like bait.
I like at the end of that when he's like, but if there's no time machine, why did you tell me, you know, why did you tell me what?
I wanted the billions.
But if there was no time machine, I couldn't go back and open the account.
I like money.
Anyway. So there you go. Also, check out hijinksandsue.com. Sold a bunch of the prints for that Calvin and Hobbes-ish comic. Also, I have gotten some of the best links and feedback from all time from that. Primarily going, this is a fucking ripoff of Calvin and Hobbes. I love
nice.
It. It's like you can hear the...
like it loops back for a second pass.
Like, yeah, it's bad. There was someone that posted on LiveJournal and it was like, oh my god, I love this. And they linked to it, but with no picture. And then their first comment from a friend was like, I mean, I guess it's funny, but this guy really seems to be ripping off Calvin and Hobbes. And then his next comment to himself was, oh, I clicked back. And I was wrong, I guess. I don't...
I get it.
Other ones aren't like that.
I get it.
Well done.
I've gotten all... Like, it was on Reddit for a while, and all the comments were like, this is totally fucking unoriginal. This is as bad as those Calvin pissing on Ford logos. Like, this guy's just a ripoff. I'm like, yep.
That's awesome.
That's it. Fucking ripoff. I deleted, like, 10 comments from the post that were like, I don't get it. You just redraw Calvin and Hobbes, and then you're original? Fuck you. And I'm like, delete. You're stupid. Not even gonna respond. So anywho, in the post show, whoa, that was
welcome
quick.
I love you.
In the post show, we're gonna do the 8 most absurd movie devices from sci-fi movies, or tech devices from sci-fi movies, and then the 11 geeked out movies we're waiting for in 2009.
Harry Potter.
And then hopefully, by the time this is posted for the MP3 crowd, I'll have that missing chunk. If anyone wants to help with that, email me, joel@hijinksandsue.com. I'd super appreciate it. Super. Thanks for asking. We're done. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for chat rooming. Thanks for supporting stuff.
Woohoo!
Also, thanks for not getting on my back that there was no comic today, because I was doing another interview.
Yay.
Why is there no comic today?
Because yeah, there was no interview today, God damn it!
So wait, why was there not a comic?
God damn it, fucking damn it, interview, god damn it! Fucking answer the ham, barrel!
Wires don't.
What is with the lack of a fade out on that?
That's the way it ends. And that's how this ends.
That's.
That's totally stupid.
It's really salty.